I withheld judgment yesterday about the big Steve Bannon controversy until we got to hear a statement from Bannon. Because the reporter that Bannon reportedly sat down with for hours and hours of tapes that we now learned of has been known for misquoting people and taking things out of context. I don't want to cause infighting. I don't want to derail an attempt to reboost and reboot our republic. That's not what we do here at InfoWars, as everyone knows. Infighting is not what we do. But once we got the statement from Bannon last night on Breitbart Radio about, oh, I love the president. Nothing's going on. Gee, I'm a nice guy. But not denying that he made those quotes about, oh, they're going to break Trump Jr. like an egg, and Trump's not going to make it, and Trump doesn't want to win. I mean, it is two-faced garbage. And so he doesn't deny it. Some folks got mad at me yesterday saying, hey, you know, let's go up against Bannon. This is BS. I mean, you know, these are quotes. It must be real. And I said, well, let's hear what Bannon has to say. And when we did, it was very snaky. So we didn't elect Stephen Bannon, and Stephen Bannon didn't get the stock market to 25,000. He didn't get the best job numbers in modern history. It had 25,000, you know, new jobs every few days. U.S. private sector added 250,000 jobs in December alone versus the estimate of 190,000. It's the American people and the resurgence of the republic and the info war and all of you that did that. But Bannon set himself up as the leader. Mainstream media said that he was this evil white supremacist devil with no proof, which wasn't true. And now they say he's the best little darling angel cake the world has ever seen. I got to tell you, there's one thing I don't like above all others, and that's Treasury. And Trump never said anything bad about Bannon. And then Bannon came out with this book and came out with this author and then now wants to play it with his Breitbart supporters. Like, oh, I've got the clip coming up in the next segment. I like the president. He's a good person. And I don't know what's going on. Why is everybody so upset? So that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly how you do it. It was a calculated political manipulation to drive a wedge into the middle of the libertarian takeover of the Republican Party. But have Bannon act like he's not involved so he doesn't get hurt with his supporters. That's trying to bloody the Trump train's nose, but not get hurt in the action yourself. And so it's definitely gotten me real angry at Steve Bannon. And Roger Stone didn't want to talk about some of the private stuff I've been told by him and others yesterday. But now I talked to him earlier this morning. He said, I'm ready to come on. And we've been too easy on Mr. Bannon. And, man, I tell you, makes me sick. We've also got record cold hitting the East Coast that threatens to knock out the power grid because that's been overweighed. We've got Mount St. Helens reawakening, the big mega volcano in Washington State and Oregon area. Record earthquakes hitting in that area and also California. We're going to be looking at that. We've got so much to cover here. Chelsea Clinton's denying she's a devil worshiper, even though she's been praising the Church of Satan and talking about how great they are and sending them all these little, you know, friendly tweets over the years that people just pointed out. I mean, folks thought that was fake when it came out a few weeks ago. People pointed it out. No, it's not fake. She says, I'm not a devil worshiper, but I am friends with the Church of Satan. So that's coming up. Also, the U.S. reveals secret weapon flying aircraft carriers with swarms of gremlin drones. That's coming up. And, of course, what they don't want you to look at in the news with this whole rehash of nothing burger that Bannon has kicked off of this Democrat Party operative. The fact that Grassley, very respected, says Comey appears to have leaked classified memo and committed crimes and that there's a criminal network of Clintonistas inside the FBI running a fraud. Now, we already know that, but when Grassley signifies it, it's big. But it's all overshadowed with what Bannon's done.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday when we kicked off the transmission, we were only about 5 hours into the excerpts of this new book, Fire and Fury, by a discredited Democratic Party so-called journalist who is known for, quote, misquoting people and manufacturing stories. So he's another mainstream fake news king. Mr. Wolf, amongst a pantheon of disinfo masters, is one of the shining jewels in that profession of prostitution, in my view, and in many others' view, and people who've been interviewed. And a lot of folks have said they've been misquoted by him in other publications. So I said, you know, maybe Bannon didn't say this, or maybe it's out of context. Then we learned he sat down with him off and on for days. So Bannon sought out this individual of noted deception, and that it's on tape. And we noticed that Bannon didn't say anything. About 10 hours in, I went on the air and I said, on Owen Schroyer's war room and Roger Stone's war room that comes on after my broadcast every day. And I said, his silence is deafening. Well, about an hour later, he went on Breitbart Radio, didn't discuss it for an hour and a half of the 2-hour show. And then somebody called in and said, why aren't you talking about this? And Bannon said, oh, I love the president. Oh, I don't even know this is controversy going on. That's exactly how you'd play dumb. When you go out, you pick this little globalist disinfo expert to write this piece with. It comes out. It's all about Bannon, all about how Trump's not going to make it. Trump didn't want to win. The family are a bunch of idiots. Trump's a moron. It's all because of Bannon. I mean, you look at what is in this piece of sophistic disinformation. It's clearly exactly what Bannon wanted. And it's the perfect timing, working with the mainstream media right as the Russiagate implodes, to now roll this out with the whole 25th Amendment push that's now in Politico and the New York Times and NBC. They're all saying it in press briefings, you name it. You heard it here first back in, what, March of this year, last year now, 2017, with Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign. So Bannon is at the heart of the attempt to take down the president now. And it's just like something out of a Roman tragedy. It's like something out of what really happened with Julius Caesar. So as we go to Roger Stone to break this down to get his take on it, because the gloves are coming off here. I'm not going to let somebody, and I know you're not going to get in the way of our republic being restored. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their faces and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. That is Marcus Tullius Cicero, member of the Roman Senate and famous historian and orator and philosopher. And I have to say, Bannon's response going, I don't know anything about this. I love the president. But not responding to the quotes, not denying the quotes. And we now know there's tapes. You read this, and it is unbelievable attempt to bring down the president. I mean, it is aimed at the president 100%, not just a pissing contest with Jared Kushner. And now that I've had time to go over all this today and yesterday, by about midnight last night, I was sure of it. And Trump slams Bannon, says X8 has lost his mind. He hadn't lost his mind. He's cold-blooded. Scoop, Wolf taped interviews with Bannon, top officials. Trump attorney sends Bannon cease and desist letter for disparaging comments. Bannon loses support from pro-Trump billionaire backer over media fights. In the fight, Bannon started it. Trump Tower meeting with Russians, treasonous. Bannon says an explosive book. Again, Steve Bannon tells Michael Wolff Trump is not going to make it. See that? It's like Tokyo Rose. Benedict Bannon. Donald Trump didn't want to be president. This is the crap coming out of Stephen Bannon. And then when it all comes out, oh, despite blast by Trump, CNN says Bannon reiterates support for the president, and he just doesn't know why, and he's such an innocent person. CNN now loves him so much. Bannon's just a sweet little cupcakey. Meanwhile, Breitbart and InfoWars readers pretty much unanimously side with Trump on war of words with Bannon. Not a war of words. Bannon, if you get mugged, you aren't in a fight. Okay? Everybody's calling this a fight. Bannon stabbed the president and America in the back. It is not! It is not a fight! If somebody rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you. Gosh, I'm getting angry. So, I was waiting to see what Bannon said. He played it exactly like a snake. Now, that's what I think. I don't know what Stone thinks exactly. We'll get Roger Stone's take on this, but I am enraged right now. Roger Stone, InfoWars.com, reporter and analyst, chief media analyst and political analyst who has been trailblazing all the major breaking news. It's incredible what you and our team, Corsi and others, have been doing. You know I don't like to infight, and you know I don't like to get like this, but I'm here to tell you, this isn't infighting. When we catch somebody lower in the drawbridge like this, and now we know is the chief leaker trying to derail everything, I think Bannon has been an operative from the beginning, Roger. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, like you, I wanted to give Steve Bannon the benefit of the doubt, particularly in view of the fact of that this author, Michael Wolff, has a long history of fabricating quotes and making things up. Only yesterday, Tom Barrack, one of the president's closest personal friends, who runs a real estate opportunity fund in California, came forward and said that Wolff had completely fabricated quotes from him. But now we learn that Mr. Wolff has tapes and that Mr. Bannon, very sadly, has been caught in an act of absolute betrayal. And I think this is a betrayal based in frustration because, sadly, Steve Bannon doesn't understand Donald Trump. You see, there is no Karl Rove in Trump world. There never was. It's not Roger Stone. It's not Steve Bannon. It's not anyone else. No one puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. No one puts ideas in his head. Sure, he may ask you for advice. He may ponder your advice. He may incorporate some of your advice. But he's not a puppet. He's not a confection. He's not a phony. He's genuine. He's authentic. He's real. Yes, working for him can be frustrating if you think you're in charge. But the idea that Steve Bannon even gave himself the title of chief strategist was a bit of an insult. You see, Donald Trump is his own strategist. And how's he done? Pretty well, I'd say. He came from behind to beat 16 other people for the Republican nomination, all of them more accomplished in politics than he. And then he staged the most improbable come-from-behind victory where he was massively outspent and outmatched by the mainstream media. Did Steve Bannon do that? No. Did Roger Stone do that? No. Only one person did that, Donald J. Trump. Now, yes, Alex, the president, he's an eccentric. He does things his way. So did George Washington. So did Andrew Jackson. So did Theodore Roosevelt. So did Franklin Roosevelt. Our greatest presidents have all been their own men. They've all been the master of their own strategy and the master of their own fate. The sad thing about this, not only in Bannon's indiscretion, is that he's now being used at a minimum as a pawn by those who are going to move to a 25th Amendment strategy to remove the president.
And he's doing it desperately to maintain his relevancy when he's clearly blowing his feet off with his base.
But there's no question, but the base is loyal to Donald Trump, not Steve Bannon or anyone else.
And by the way, I'm loyal to the Republic and my children's future and this American reboot and defending Christianity and our culture. That's why I'm angry, because Stephen Bannon has picked a fight with the future of this country and the world. We'll be back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Flora Life that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And I'm here to tell you what's really happening. And I'm going to get Roger's take on this and his angle and see if he agrees. You have bombshell information coming out, not just about Russiagate, but about a Clinton crime network inside the FBI and Justice Department protecting the Clintons and their foundation from prosecution on hundreds of different angles and scams, from child trafficking to sex trafficking. This is Associated Press reports, by the way, out of Haiti and out of Latin America and out of Eastern Europe, and drug running and weapon running and narcotics trafficking and paper play, all the stuff that was in the WikiLeaks. And you've got Senator Chuck Grassley, incredibly respected, says Comey appears to have leaked classified memos to Friend, and that's illegal. Comey admits he did. And now we've got even Fox News covering it. So they're beginning to panic. We've got Danny Colson and all these FBI agents coming out saying this is criminal activity. And so we've got them red-handed, not just committing crimes, but not just being in bed with the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else, but then engaging in crime internally to cover it up and then making up a fake case against Trump and the voters of America to try to keep their cabal in power. So all of this is coming out, and to the rescue, the cavalry riding over the hills, Stephen Bannon, to sit there and regurgitate every lie the globalists have already put out about the meeting that was really about orphanages or dirt on Hillary, saying that's treason. He wasn't even involved in that, saying that Trump didn't want to win. All this classic garbage and that Trump's not going to make it and 25th Amendment stuff. But then we have this clip of him on Breitbart Radio. This is the only thing he said so far. I love the president. It's like kicking the feet out from under, you know, a little kid and saying, I care about you, Junior, and then slapping you in the back of the head and knocking the little kid down and saying, I really do care about you, and then kicking you right in the teeth. You like your teeth getting knocked out? That's because I love you. That's how I'm going to regurgitate every known lie and be the deus ex emergency man they come to, and the media will now praise me and I'll be a god. But when I go in my own Breitbart constituency that I prey on and get money from, I'm going to go on there and I love you. I'm Stephen Bannon. I'm the leader. I was George Washington. I'm the reason there's a country. We launched the Liberty Movement. We launched the resistance. It wasn't InfoWars. It wasn't Drudge. It wasn't WorldNet Daily. It wasn't Daily Caller. It wasn't Ron Paul. It wasn't all of us working for decades. It wasn't Trump 30 years ago writing op-eds and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for full-page ads against NAFTA and GATT. It wasn't his father giving money to the John Birch Society, going back 60 years fighting the globalists. No! It was our King Lord Bannon! But let this be his political tombstone here for all the failures. Because as soon as his little thing in Alabama failed, this happened. Let it be marked as cancer and we move on. And I hope Breitbart reconstitutes and continues its overall good mission. And I don't like having to do this, but I need to put a fork in it when it's done. But moving on, where are we going with this? More on Bannon that you privately told me about. You said you were probably going to go ahead and talk about today, so we can just put a fork in it and move on, put a buoy on this, you know, danger zone, and then move on so folks know where the betrayal, where the evil lies, and we move on from what this is smoke screening, the huge recovery, and the crimes of the globalists. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, you really could unfortunately foresee this if you saw the book Devil's Advocate, which looks to me like a thinly veiled a vanity biography of Steve Bannon, because on every other page of the book, Bannon is given credit for Donald Trump's historic victory. Contrast that with my book, available at the InfoWars store, The Making of the President 2016. I think I give credit where credit is due to Donald J. Trump, to his vision, to his courage, to his chutzpah. This guy took on the globalists, took on the mainstream media, took on the two-party duopoly, and he whipped them. And you know, he did not need Steve Bannon is a Sancho Panza in that moment.
Now, and let me add this. What about the delusional garbage where he says he may run for president and beat Trump, though he loves him so much? How can a guy that looks like he's got organ failure, and I'm not saying he does, but looks like he's been run over by a truck with dandruff all over him and wearing three shirts, winning the best worst dress award in the world, how can a guy that looks like he's playing a vagabond from some medieval theater show, how can Mr. Dandruff just come out and announce with his big, giant, red, swollen eyeballs that look like an owl on PCP that you poured 14 bottles of scotch on top of? How can this creature, festooned with bodyguards and apparent schizophrenia, how can he become our new lord?
Well, I was headed in that direction. First, let me say this. You know, Steve is opposed to the globalists, except for when he's for them. It was Steve Bannon who promoted the appointment of Rex Tillerson to the Secretary of State's office. It was Steve Bannon who promoted the promotion of General John Kelly, both a globalist adverse to the Trump agenda. Steve Bannon clearly knew that Condoleezza Rice was the chief patron and cheerleader for Tillerson's candidacy. And the fact that we are now upping our troop allotment to Afghanistan, in contrast to what the president promised in his campaign, I think is a manifestation of some of those appointments.
That's right. We know he's the guy that brought the neocons in, I guess, to curry favor.
So the idea of Steve Bannon as a candidate is laughable. He is not candidate material. First of all, he looks like he's robbing hobos for his clothing. He seems to not be familiar with soap and water, nor a good razor. Look, I'm very much a style maven, but he is not in any way a viable candidate. I think we got to put this in some perspective. He's a political operative and an amateur one. If you went out on the street here in Austin and asked the first four people who Steve Bannon is, they have no idea. But they know who Donald Trump is, and they know he's bringing America back. If they remove Trump and Pence becomes vice president with Trump's blood on his knife, there will be a challenge to Mr. Pence. But it will not be from Steve Bannon.
That's right. So we're seeing a lot of classical self-serving, trying to maintain relevancy. And the media that said he was Adolf Hitler reincarnated now is saying he's the sweetest angel cake ever and is just a man of the Lord.
Well, and some of his charges are completely ludicrous. For example, one of the things he evidently told Wolf that I read yesterday was that Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner were laundering money and sending it to Russia. False. Bogus. A lie.
That's ridiculous.
Never happened. Never. That doesn't even make sense. It never happened. I told Manafort last night he had to sue Bannon. He's already suing the Justice Department, I'm happy to say, over his own bogus prosecution.
Wow. I know you got to go. That's why you're on the first of the show. But we got to go to break. You got to come back for just a few minutes to finish up with your prediction of the 25th Amendment move. They're now doing it. The move is on. Again, why am I so angry? We're restoring the republic. We're bringing the jobs back. The stock market's up. We're crushing political correctness. And then Steve Bannon, that I've supported and backed in a one-way street with massive traffic to Breitbart. By the way, we're way bigger than Breitbart by every metric. We're trying to help them, and they've got a bad dude at the top. He needs to be removed from Breitbart, or Breitbart will be removed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that regularly listens or watches any of our news reports knows that I don't infight if somebody's pro-America, promoting lower taxes, promoting an open free society. I support. But when you sit there and you learn that the source of the infighting and the main source of the leaking that even some of us bought into in a power struggle at the White House was Bannon, which I was told a long time ago and couldn't believe. Now it's confirmed. I got a lot of stuff I can't get into on air. It makes you really upset to have been played partially. Trump is not playing anybody. He's delivering in royal flush extravagance in 1 year in office. We're approaching 1 year on the 20th. And this is so good what's happening. It enrages me to see the clear manipulation of Bannon, not even caring about Breitbart, which is a good organization with a lot of great people, but making it all about himself to be a darling in the evil globalist media. Now, I'm done talking about it, but I wanted Roger to get a brief chance to just say anything else he wanted to and then shift gears to what he is 100% on target of. Said back in March, we play the clip all the time, because he talked to high-level reporters. He said if Russiagate fails and the sex stuff fails, they were going to relaunch that. We're going to say 25th Amendment and try to get the cabinet to go after Trump. And who helped bring in people on the cabinet who reportedly may be ready to do this? Stephen Bannon. I hate to just keep attacking him, but now I don't get played a lot, okay? But let me tell you, talk about a fox in the hen house. This is not good. So joining us, again, is Roger Stone on that. And we have a video. NBC reporter asked White House press secretary if POTUS is mentally ill. No, you and the left are mentally ill parasites that hate free market. Move to North Korea. So, Roger, finishing up on Bannon and then the 25th Amendment launch, again, from your mouth to the world's ears.
Well, Alex, I think you're right on the money here. You see, the worst part about this whole controversy is that Bannon's words will now be used to further this phony narrative that Donald Trump is mentally unbalanced, he's crazy, he's non-compos mentis. That's all nonsense. Is he eccentric? Yes. Every one of our greatest presidents have had their own personal style. And Donald Trump's style is not, say, George W. Bush's style. In other words, unlike George W. Bush, Donald Trump doesn't need some idiot whispering in his ear telling him what to say every minute of every day. He's his own man. But make no mistake about this. Even if Mueller is discredited before our very eyes, even with Senator Chuck Grassley, who, by the way, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, an extraordinarily respected and powerful member of the Senate, now uncovering the corruption of the FBI, the two-party duopoly, the elites of both parties, particularly now that the tax bill has been passed, still are planning to try to remove this president through a coup d'etat, what my friend Stefan Molyneux calls a soft coup. And we know how this works. You would need a majority vote of the cabinet plus the vice president to remove Donald Trump. Now, the president would have the right to appeal that to the U.S. House of Representatives, where, of course, Paul Ryan is in full control. I'm not saying that the caucus would vote to remove the president unanimously, but I think the votes combined with Democrats could probably be found for such an illegitimate action. This is the greatest danger. And now, sadly, I think Steve Bannon's entire strategy is transparent. Evidently, he now supports the removal of our president in some misguided view that he, Steve Bannon, could then challenge Vice President, then President Pence, and the boast that he, Bannon, would run better among evangelicals than Pence. Well, if Mike Pence should become president and does so with the blood of Donald J. Trump on his knife, he will not be the Republican nominee for president in 2020, even if he is a sitting incumbent president at that time. I went through the Gerald Ford presidency and the challenge by Governor Ronald Reagan, and we came that close to beating Ford. And by the way, just to remind you, Ford then lost the general election to Jimmy Carter, opening the door for the Reagan presidency and the first resurrection of our nation, the first effort in my lifetime to make this country great again. But I think Bannon's game plan is now exposed for everyone to see.
Very, very sad. Just desperate to maintain his relevancy, claiming he was the author of the Second American Revolution when it is all of us that are the author, and of course God, who is in charge of all of that. In closing here, Roger, clearly it shows the insanity of the globalist, and the Republican establishment is willing to lose the presidency to share power, to continue their power with the multinationals that have hijacked the nation. As we try to remove this foreign globalist scourge, they become more desperate. They failed throughout trying to steal the primary, trying to stop the president being seated with their Russiagate. As you know, it's all failing, so they're becoming more shrill, more out of control by the day. And don't they understand that they would have a Pyrrhic victory? Even if they assassinate the president or trump up something and remove him, pun intended, it's only going to then lionize him as a martyr and supercharge the movement, making people really dig in. I mean, the fight is on. The sleeping giant is awake. Don't they just know that if they give up, they might have a chance to come back later? From a Machiavelli perspective, them openly fighting like this and pulling out all these dirty tricks is burning them down with the people forever.
I would make 2 points. One, because they have run things the way they want them to be run for the last 30 years, they're arrogant and they overestimate their ability to fool the American people going forward. Secondarily, as the president himself has said numerous times, this isn't about him. He didn't need to be president. He had no burning requirement to be president. He ran for president because he didn't like what he saw happening to this country. The movement is larger than Donald Trump, as he has said numerous times. And if in some way they sideline the president himself, it's too late. The Trump voters, the Trump coalition has been awakened, and we are energized, and we are not going to give up on the fight to beat back the globalists and beat back the two-party duopoly that's destroyed this country. The fight will go on. Try to remove our president illegitimately, and you will see an uprising in this country, and you will see a resounding victory in the 2018 elections. I can look down the road. I see what's happening. Donald Trump is going to run on jobs and growth and prosperity. The Democrats are going to run on impeachment. Let's get it on. I am so ready for that fight.
Exactly. Powerful information. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex.
And I'm done overall talking about Bannon, unless more crap comes out, and I'm sure it will. I just want to move on. I feel personally betrayed, very disappointed, and just seeing the whole thing makes me sick. We're going to come back, play a bunch of these clips, get to the 25th Amendment press conferences where they're openly saying he's insane, removing. Well, thank God we have an insane person running things as the country's coming back. Wow, old-fashioned Americana, how insane. Before we go any further, I have extended the New Year sales until Sunday, and we have free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all of our top items except some that are 67% off. We've stopped selling the Myco ZX at half off because it's close to selling out. It's back to full price. Great product. We've got colloidal silver about to sell out. It's at 67% off. So I'm going to sell it at this price for one more day and then keep the little bit we have so we have a week or so of it at regular price, which is still a great deal. Colloidal silver is amazing. We have the highest quality silver bullet, 67% off. We have the toothpaste shelling out, 4 to 5 with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue for adults and children, and the mouthwash. That is set to sell out very, very, very soon, and it'll be February until we get more. So if you want to stock up on Super Blue, very close to cost, and Super Blue products, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And be sure and read the thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. But it's 50% off on Super Male Vitality. That happens very rarely. It's 50% off on the out-of-the-gate Cell Force with the BioPQQ and the CoQ10. It's 50% off on Super Male Vitality. It's 50% off on Survival Shield, Secret 12. It's all going to have to end because they're selling out. 50% off on Brain Force Plus. Try that. We'll be right back.
Introducing Cell Force by InfoWars Life. Cell Force focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order.
As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, and the entire Bannon betrayal has been sitting and waiting for months, crafted by Deep State, crafted by this Democrat henchman reporter known for BuzzFeed-like fiction pieces, Mr. Wolf, the wolf in the hen house. This whole thing has been tailored and prepared for when the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, came out and said Comey committed crimes. Comey did criminally leak. He lied to Congress and said he didn't. Later, he admitted he did. We have a Clinton crime network inside the FBI. The FBI coterie of Clinton underlings has been covering up crimes for decades and persecuting and prosecuting innocent people to try to have a soft coup against the American people's move to put an American restorationist or populist back in the White House. And if Trump said anything, he's a populist people's president delivering with classic policies that empower the people. And it's breaking. On InfoWars.com, we have the articles. We have the breakdowns of this. Justice Department from the Washington Examiner reopens Hillary Clinton email investigation. We knew that was coming. Criminal investigation reopened. The FBI previously investigated and declined to criminally prosecute Hillary Clinton for her use of the email server. We now learn that Comey had given her a letter months before saying the investigation's over. We're going to stage the interview. It's fake. Everything's okay. And not under oath. And then they sent over the very FBI agents involved at the Bureau with the PP dossier. All of them. Struck and all of them. The current weasel that's retiring, McCabe, all of it.
The Department of Justice has caved to pressure from the White House and is reportedly reopening the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server that was totally illegal. And it goes on from there. So that's what all of this is about. Trump is insane. Trump's a racist. Trump does this. Trump does that. Because you've got U.S. private sector added 250,000 jobs, 250,000 jobs in December alone, way above estimates. Job cut announcements, the lowest since 1990. New business startups, the highest since 1984. Trump's about to make a big push against all the welfare queens that doubled under Obama, doubled to 100 million people on welfare and food stamps. To scale back welfare programs has the Republicans on edge. That's just some of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what's got them so incredibly panicked. But back to Bannon saying the president never wanted to win. It's all fake. On and on, all these classic Democrat Party lies he put out. But then when he talks to his constituents on Breitbart Radio, I love him. What? He doesn't deny he made the quotes that we now know are recorded. He doesn't deny any of it. He doesn't deny the leaking. It's just, oh, but I'm going to run now. He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. He's a fake. He's everything. But to the Breitbart audience, I love you. I love you. Imagine if I was in the New York Times. I hate the president. He's fake. He's a piece of crap. I was there. He gave money to the Russians. He's all this other stuff. Meanwhile, to you, I love you, America. I mean, I would expect to be tarred and feathered. Here's the thing. I don't get treachery. Scum and weirdos and lesser men, they always think it's cool to be treacherous. But don't worry. I'm vindictive. And I know the Lord says vengeance is his, and I understand that's God's prerogative. But I tend to think God works vengeance through men, doesn't he? Men that are willing to do whatever it takes. So I've asked to be that vessel if and when God ever chooses for whatever purposes. Because I am sick of scum. I am sick of liars. I'm sick of betrayers. And I'm sick of all these wimpy. You know one thing about people that are real dirty and floppy and have dandruff all over them and don't care how they look or whatever? That always lets you know they're so self-centered, they don't even want to look good for you. And they don't even respect themselves, so they don't respect you. And that's Stephen Bannon, a big, dirty, fly-covered creature just like Hillary and Obama. He's a pile of feces. Now, excuse me, I just have to be honest. It just happens sometimes. Meanwhile, Washington's growing obsession with the 25th Amendment. Oh, InfoWars is fake news. We just told you back in March from the meetings that was going to be their next push. The Alzheimer's, the on and on and on. The early onset dementia. And here are the stories. NBC, CNN, Associated Press, Reuters. It's everywhere. Gone is Bannon's a Nazi. The new thing, Bannon's an angel that loves little black babies. He's a good man. We can trust anything he says. Forget our flip-flop. Washington's growing obsession. The 25th Amendment. Politico. Why? We get the news first from them, not that InfoWars. And then NBC reporter asked White House Press Secretary if POTUS is mentally ill. Should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness? Well, that's like asking the reporter, do you rape your husband? Do you rape your wife? Do you rape your dog? Do you go out in the middle of the night and climb up in trees and put on clown suits? I mean, do you swim the English Channel on Christmas Eve every year? I mean, how many angels dance on the head of a pin? It's like they just do these accusations and then that they just let them hang there. What about the president's fitness? He's restoring the republic, fulfilling his promises and fighting to fulfill the others. And it's just, it's all about their hoax, all about their lies, all about their hate, all about them capturing the country, all about them one more time beating us over the head into their submission. So here is a clip of the so-called reporter. Of the little errand creature, the little errand boy, the little errand girls that go in and they spew the talking points like a bunch of lemmings that just, like hocus pocus, they just keep casting the spell, but it doesn't work anymore because the spells never worked. We were all asleep. You were running things because we were asleep. You were at the wheel because we were asleep, not because we were scared of you. Now we see you at the wheel. Let's play the clip.
Questions. I'll try to make these simple. First, did the president?
You don't think I can handle the hard ones?
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before.
Finally,
John Decker,
if I can ask you after the tweet about nuclear threats, the nuclear button tweet, should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness that he appears to be speaking so lightly about threats regarding the nuclear button?
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower down.
The past day or so, we've seen President Trump attack the press, the Justice Department, and now his former...
Back that up again. Think about the underlying thing here. Not just that it's a talking point, not that it's pure bull. Kim Jong-un says, we may go ahead and just nuke you first. We can totally destroy you. We'll blow up South Korea. We'll blow up Japan. We'll attack whoever we want. The point, China even said stop it. And our president says, well, we've got a big nuclear arsenal and ours works. If you try to hit us, you know, we've got a big force. That's standard for a president to say. If somebody's threatened. During the Cold War, our generals said that all the time. And the Russians would shoot their mouths off back and forth. The progenitor, the guy that kicked this off, is Kim Jong-un. And the media acts like Kim Jong-un and Trump are measuring their wee-wees in all these editorial cartoons and the rest of it. What's going on is we've got a mad, crazy demon, never worked a day in his life, a hereditary dictator with nuclear weapons, thanks to the Clintons, the globalists, the communist Chinese, and Trump standing up against it, and the whole world's in peril because of them, because of communism, because of globalism. But the traitor press sits there in one of our most dangerous hours and says our president's mentally ill, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. They're the traitors. They're involved in treason. They're the plague. They're the danger. Finish the clip, please.
Nuclear threats, the nuclear button tweet. Should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness that he appears to be speaking so lightly about threats regarding the nuclear button?
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower down.
The past day or so, we've seen President Trump attacked the press, the Justice Department, and now his former ally, Steve Bannon. By attacking critics and key institutions in our democracy, isn't the president engaging in authoritarian behavior?
Not at all. The president's simply responding often to news of the day. I think
we're going to break. That's good. Exactly. Fighting back against known lying scum, just countering them is authoritarian. So mentally ill, authoritarian, dangerous, going to nuke the world. I mean, these people are the enemy.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items.
So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, it is just insane what's going on. The economy is coming roaring back. It's designed to send factories, infrastructure, jobs to the people, quality health care, taking care of the veterans. I mean, it's just, I would give Trump a grand slam or royal flush report card in 1 year. He's not been perfect, but he got so much more done. As I said, on Inauguration Day, I said if Trump gets 30% done of what he pushes for in his first 4 years, he's the real deal. Because any piece of what he's done just dominoes the entire globalist operation worldwide. He's gotten like 45-50% done in less than a year. I mean, that's why the globalists are panicking right now and going cuckoo. And then I'm watching this press conference we played earlier where they're saying 25th Amendment, he's mentally ill, he's got nuclear buttons, and nothing about Kim Jong-un threatening to use the nukes and saying, I have a nuclear button and nukes, and Trump goes, well, ours is bigger and it works, so we can defend America, don't worry. That's what you're supposed to say. Back during the Cold War, if Russia made threats or we made threats, that's exactly what you say. We have a better weapon system and ours works well, and we hope it doesn't go to that, but we're ready. That's what the president said. And then they get into, well, he questions the press. You know, he criticizes the press. Is that authoritarianism? So understand, they say he's mentally ill, he's a Nazi, he's evil, he's a Russian spy. All his supporters are in the KKK and are Nazis. He's the worst person on earth. And then all the president does is counter their lies with maybe one-tenth of the vitriol, one-tenth of the venom. And they go, oh, take his Twitter away. Oh, he's authoritarian. Oh, it's a talking point. He wants nuclear war. He's mentally ill. He's authoritarian. Take his Twitter away. You know, God forbid, you know, he visits veterans in the hospital, or God forbid he gets the taxes cut on the middle class, or God forbid. And they just freak out and freak out. And it never ends. It's so epic. And remember, if Hillary'd be in, we'd be in a lot more wars. We'd be up the creek without a paddle. But imagine these questions by these sycophants that get their talking points and then go in there and pose as reporters. Here it is.
Day or so, we've seen President Trump attack the press, the Justice Department, and now his former ally, Steve Bannon. By attacking critics and key institutions in our democracy, isn't the president engaging in authoritarian behavior?
Not at all. The president's simply responding often to news of the day. I think if the president can't respond aggressively to an individual like the leader of North Korea that continues to threaten Americans, then that's a dangerous place that we don't want to go down.
Exactly. Their job is to, again, turn reality upside down. And he hasn't been aggressive enough. You've got Mueller and all the emails with McCabe saying we're going to set Trump up. We love Hillary, paying their families millions of dollars to create the fake dossier, leaking stuff, getting caught lying about that, lying to Congress, Comey, all of them. It's all coming down, the whole house of cards. And their answer is to say, when we call him a Russian criminal and try to indict his family with made-up crap,
He fights back and says it's a political witch hunt. We just say hashtag hunt Republicans and we kill them and we shoot them and we beat them up. We throw coffee on them and we, you know, it's okay though because we're the nice people. We're just going to kill you. And how dare you stand up to us? It's like the Palestinians. We're going to blow Israel up if you fight back. You know, oh my gosh, you fought back. And it just gets old with you people. You walk up, you punch us in the face over and over again, and then you flip out and we fight back. Well, guess what? We just got started. And if you take Trump out, it's even better for us down the road. We cannot lose as long as we keep fighting. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated that it could be completely gone during summer in less than 22 years. Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years.
Tonight, with much of the country in a deep freeze, the Great Lakes are battling a record-breaking, bitter onslaught of snow.
Tonight, more than 200 million Americans dealing with an Arctic blast. Winter weather alerts from the Rockies to New England, even into the deep south.
Well below zero for wind chills once again, and the pattern is such we might see some snow across the southeast on New Year's Day.
In Lorain, New York, firefighters tunneling their way into this home to rescue a woman trapped inside.
Snow just keeps coming. Don't stop.
The co-founder of the Weather Channel now says man-made global warming is a myth, made up to push a political message.
This is an incredible bad, bad science.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Man-made global warming, anthropogenic warming, they've now moved on to climate change because you can't deny that's always happening. But the claim that anthropogenic climate change is mainly driven by humans, that anthropogenic climate change is even one percentage point of the overall climate change, is a known fraud and is in the now seven-year-old hacks of East Anglia University in the UK, where they're coordinating over 1,000 universities in the emails to, quote, hide the decline in temperature. At that point, going back 16 years before 2010, so go back in the numbers, the Earth stopped heating in a regular cycle and was about the same for about 6-7 years. Then it began dropping. And they've got all the temperature readings, and it's in the emails. Plus, we know that. We know the cycles. We're right on time to dip into an ice age any time now. Those are 12,000-year cycles. The last ice age was over 12,000 years ago. The word is we're overdue. That's why they thought in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and the Club of Rome and environmentalists said, we've got to cut our carbon. It's somehow going to cool things more, they thought, which is actually what it does. And in many models, it depends. Like volcanoes tend to cool the Earth. They block the radiation coming in. They block the sunlight. But again, there's varying models. You have to talk to astrophysicists. It gets very, very complex. But there's a cycle, and we're overdue for another ice age to start. And it has to do with sun cycles. But the UN voted, if you remember, right after those documents came out, about 6 months later at the Copenhagen event, where they were going to pass world government ratification under Obama, leading it, of carbon taxes of all human activity. But India and China and others were exempt. It was a worldwide treaty, but hundreds of countries were exempt. And then the documents got leaked. So the UN had a vote, and they said, we find the sun does not affect climate change. So the sun doesn't affect climate change, but people are the main cause. It's all our fault. And so we have to be taxed and tracked and controlled, blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes a smokescreen for all the genetic engineering, the chimeras, all the toxic waste dumping, nuclear reactors. The leftists love those now. They say radiation's good now. The left used to be right about reactors being dangerous. Remember that? And now that this fraud is in so much trouble, they don't know what to do with record cold temperatures bearing down. We've had three blue northers in Austin in just the last month and a half. Normally, one doesn't hit us every year. They kind of stop up at Dallas or Waco. We've had snow three times now in the last few months in Austin, Texas. Icy roads many other times. You normally see that every couple years here. But again, they say, oh, that is proof of the global warming, because they go, it'll cause micro cool spots. Remember Al Gore had the movie put out, a dramatic movie, The Day After Tomorrow, how the global warming causes mega freezing? Because they were worried, going, look, this fraud's not working. We already know that there's actually a temperature decline happening. We're due for another ice age. Well, tell them if it gets cold and freezes real bad, that's that too. Either way, we got it covered. But again, they smokescreen. My biggest beef with this is they smokescreen all the real environmental problems we've got. Like, I didn't need to see the big study that came out a few days ago that's getting all the news now, that certain forms of processed sugar accelerate bacteria growth and other things. Everybody knows, you give your kids, when do my kids ever get sick? After Halloween or Christmas, if I let them have a bunch of candy. Guess what? I let them get the candy. I let people give it to them at school. And then it goes in the trash can. I say, you could keep five pieces and have one after dinner every night. The rest of this crap is going in the trash can. Then I turn their rooms. I can, you know, they're not prisoners, but that is a prison thing I do. When they're gone at school or wherever, I go turn their rooms. That means I go through everything in their room and I find hidden caches of candy, and it all goes in the trash can, because I don't want sick children. It's not, I don't need a study to tell me that sugar lowers your immune system. Oh, but billions of dollars later and massive studies, they spent billions, National Institutes of Health, you name it, they're finding that this form of processed sugar is linked directly to bacteria mutating, being more aggressive, more dangerous. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Every parent knows. What happens after Halloween? Your kids all get sick. I mean, I hardly ever get sick other than allergies, because I'm not a big sugar tooth. And sugar is a drug. Processed sugar is BAD news. And I'm not telling anybody something they don't already know. But since I mentioned this, something's the big news next segment. When I saw this article today, it's really important. It meant so much to me. But there's a lot of other studies that show this as well. But it just confirms what we already know. This is a article out of the Straits Times. That's sick. Humans identify infected peers from a photo alone. Human beings spot a person on a photo a mere 2 hours after she is infected with a germ, before it even begins major replication. Such an ability to determine infection early and from a sublist of facial clues has never been demonstrated before, but is presumed to be part of a crucial survival skill called disease avoidance. Now, let me just stop right there. They always say it's the first study. There are thousands of these. It's called the sixth sense. It's called understanding. It's called women's intuition. On and on and on. When you go with your gut, the subconscious is 50 to 100 times, depending on the study. It's a spectrum. The subconscious is way more powerful than the conscious brain. The conscious is only the cerebral cortex and it's limited focus. Everybody knows that. But the first approximation is your entire genetic history, all your genetic code, your ancestral memories, your spiritual discernment, all of your learned information, synapses, the smells, everything giving you an analysis. This is just visual from a photo. Imagine with smells. That's what it's all about. And it goes through all of this in here. But why is this important? Because they made fun of this quote. Trump's secret, he goes with his gut. This is CNN, how Trump sees himself. And to make creative choices, he writes, I try to step back and remember my first shallow reaction. The day I realized it can be smart to be shallow was, for me, a deep experience. And then he goes on in the full quote. It's even more important. Because he understands. He's smart. And as you get older, you go, you know, I didn't follow my gut. And it always goes wrong. And now I go with my gut. I analyze and make sure. And then it's never wrong. And I only follow my gut half the time now. I just have this cerebral thing where I just don't go with it because I kind of want to just see, well, maybe, you know. It's like the gut kind of enslaves you in a good way. And you want to rebel against it. But the gut is your subconscious giant superpower brain. We are supercomputers. And then it's tendrils of nerves into your gut. That's why you'll feel something in your gut when your brain goes, hey, pay attention, listen to your stomach. You're not listening to me up here. Listen down here. And then you get that tingle up your spine when your brain goes, yes, that's it. Good job. Whoa, whoa, you're doing the right thing now. You're lined up with reality and God and your ancestors and everything else. You feel good now, don't you? Now you're following the supercomputer. Now you're following God's light. Now you're strong. Now you are unstoppable. Everything isn't just in the books we read, is it? It's all in our gut.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. This is the syndicated radio / TV transmission aired on UHF, VHF stations, cable stations, and over 200 radio stations across the country, and simulcast for free to the public at InfoWars.com/show. And when they're not censoring it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms, if you're watching us on one of those platforms, please share those live video links saying, hey, this is big, important, breaking news. Here's what's really behind so many of the big issues of our day. That's how we get around the censors. It's how we destroy the globalist, is word of mouth by you. You are the resistance. You have the power. So I salute you. Now, it was first back in March that Stone said the word is they're going to cook up a 25th Amendment deal and say he's mentally ill. And he talked about that on air. But then in May was the first time he was ready, May 15th, to go on record at least 3 months before they began to say early onset dementia, early onset neurological disorders, Alzheimer's spectrum. That's what they were pushing in editorial meetings with the head brass at the Washington Post and the New York Times. Stone had talked to those people. Now, when he said this in May, it was off record. Since then, he's talked about it on air. See, he told me about it at dinner that night. He was on the phone with one of these individuals while we were at dinner, in fact. And I'm going to leave it at that. One individual I've met, by the way, from a major newspaper, who's basically a double agent. There are a lot of people inside the system who are ordered to write hit pieces about us. But you'll wonder why they're so comical and why they're so stupid. Because it's not even being reviewed by the higher-ups. As long as it just looks negative, they're actually puff pieces for us. But that's another little secret inside baseball thing, and I think it's time to reveal. Because they said, don't worry, because they're all saying the Russia thing's pure bull, just like Veritas caught on tape inside their meetings. Don't worry, we're going to hit him with the sex stuff. Yeah, but people already didn't go for that. It's, well, don't worry, we'll get him on mental illness or the 25th Amendment. So Stone laid this out, and now it's in congressional hearings, it's in Politico, AP, Reuters, New York Times, Washington's growing obsession with the 25th Amendment. That's Politico. So get today's news 8-9 months ago. That's InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they call us fake news. It's why they demonize us. And you've got now, again, press conferences where they're saying this to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that it's insane that Trump talks back to the media when they lie. It's insane that when North Korea says they're going to nuke us, that he says something back saying, hey, we've got stronger weapons than you and ours work. Oh, my God, that's insane. Trying to deter somebody. Hey, I'm going to come over and rob your house. Well, I got a big gun. I got a big dog. Oh, my God, that's crazy. I'm going to kick your butt. Well, you know what? That's big talk. I'm going to stand up for myself. But if you happen to be the world champion heavyweight UFC fighter and you're about to fight Kim Jong-un that can hardly walk, the UFC fighters will go, hey, I'm the world champion. And, you know, I killed three dudes in prison with my bare hands. So I'm not bragging. You just don't want to get in a fight with me. And it's Kim Jong-un can hardly walk. I'm going to kick your butt. It's kind of like Monty Python, the knights that go, nyeh. Oh, it's merely a flesh wound. His arms and legs are cut off. And he's still saying he's going to kill us. And Trump's like, my button's a lot bigger. Our button's really huge. And it works, by the way, pal. Okay, you might want to go away. We're really trying not. And of course, he's come to the table now. Kim Jong-un has come to the table after decades of not doing it with his father and others scared. They're having national marches now calling for unity, calling to work with us. That's today. You can pull up the video of them marching the slaves of North Korea under orders to say, OK, we want peace because we're locked and loaded. Another giant Trump victory so far. But cross your fingers. Whistle impacts the graveyard. We make mistakes on this. We're toast. But while we're under all this danger, there's our media making us look bad, making it look like he's an incompetent King George III. It's incredible how much these people lie. Here's Roger Stone from May 15th. Tomorrow's news. How many months ago was May? 8 months ago? Yeah. So tomorrow's news, 8 months ago. Here it is.
Just a disclaimer right up front. They're going to say that this is a conspiracy theory, but it's the stone cold truth. They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, and that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity. I've talked to the president fairly recently. He is sharp as a tack. There is no evidence of any deterioration in his thought process. This is completely bogus. But under the 25th Amendment, if a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president agree that the president is incapacitated, well, then he is removed. And if he seeks to fight the charges, it goes to the U.S. House of Representatives, where erosion among Republicans could destroy the Trump presidency. This is bogus. They could not beat him at the ballot box. So now they seek to remove him by claiming that he's insane. Look at his record on the economy. Look at his appointment to the Supreme Court. Look at the way he has the Chinese doing our dirty work in North Korea. And you will see he's not crazy. He's a genius.
I was about to say, if that's insane, we need more of it.
But this is the game plan. Watch carefully. You're going to see the word Alzheimer's more and more in the next several days. I've even been tipped off from leftists about this, that this is the game plan. You heard it first at Infowars.com.
All right, we did hear it back in May. How many months ago is that? 8 months ago. As usual, why they call us fake, why they have congressional hearings. Infowars is number one right now. They go, no, sir, at lunch we killed it. That's the president of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are all there. Sir, we're stopping them at lunch. We're battling them at lunch. You have to understand, folks, we are the tip of the spear. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying we need your prayers. We need your financial support. We need to keep spreading everything hard because the war has just begun. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, this is insane, okay? Because we finally have a big enough audience where people that always wanted to tell the truth can come on. It has an effect thanks to thedrudgereport.com. None of this. The WikiLeaks is key. Trump's key. All of us together. There's no number one here. Okay? Putin's nationalism, Brexit, all of it's key. But Drudge Report is as important building towards this as Trump existing was. But again, if InfoWars wasn't building the base and getting attacked and saying the things that they didn't want said and taking the heat, Drudge wouldn't have InfoWars to link to. And what I'm saying is it's all symbiotic. And that's why you see a treacherous thing come into the midst of it. I mean, you Judas Iscariot, Benedict Arnold, man, I'm so sick of betrayal. I really have a lot of anger problems with people that betray. I pray to God to heal me of my anger because it's not good. I'm not trying to be dramatic right now, folks. I'm about to go. Stephen Bannon is such a rat bastard. And I'm not going to talk about him anymore. Because you know there's going to be more traitors, more scum, more little boys like him that want to be the king daddy, that want to be number one, that want to always be in the middle of everything, and that'll go creeping to the mainstream whores to sell us out one more time. Thanks a lot, Benedict. Benedict Bannon. Benedict Arnold, the traitor general that tried to betray the revolution, but he failed. And Steve Bannon will fail. Bannon, you've proven yourself to be a snake working with the establishment and a leaker. Well, guess what? You failed. And I think you should be thrown out of Breitbart, or we'll throw Breitbart out of our lives.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Extreme globalist, enemy of America, enemy of humanity, the pro-pedophile media, Hollywood, always puts out stories that I don't believe what I'm saying, I don't believe what I'm doing, I'm an actor, I'm a fake, all this crap. Yeah, well, I guess this big act I've been putting on for 23 years almost has hit pay dirt then, because what we've been calling for and pushing for is starting to happen. And everything we've been warning you about has all been proven in spades. That is attacking somebody's honor to sit there and say they're a fraud. But again, it gives you a window into their mindset and who they are. They think we're dumb when we care and we stand for something. And I've had so many people over the years go, you don't really believe this, do you? Out in Hollywood and in media. And I go, yeah, I do. And they get blown away and they get scared. There's a big New York Times reporter and bestselling author who thought that I wasn't for real and did all these secret interviews with people around me. And they got even more scared and ran back to his editors and said, it's bad news. He means it all. Of course I mean it all. I'm not a delusional punk like you. I stand for things. I believe in things. And I, with you, our listeners, are building it. I promote what's been proven to work and what's honorable and good. I can't do bad things to people and then feel good about it. But I can do bad things to people that deserve it, but only to get you off my back or other people's back I love. And that means everybody. So that's why the Bannon thing makes me so upset. And yesterday I was like, reserve judgment. Let's not go there. Let's give them a chance to respond and say this is out of context because this reporter is one of the biggest yellow journalist fake news purveyors, in my humble opinion, and many other people's documented fact, saying that he misquotes him, he lies, he's duplicitous, he's a hatchet man, and a general amongst hatchet men. He's a senior ringwraith. And I said, let's give him the benefit, and then dead silence until the evening. And exactly in my mind, I said, if he's a traitor, he'll do it like he let a fart out in church. He'll just, I love the president. I love him. We were wargaming it up here last night. I didn't even know he was on the air at the time saying it. And I said, if he comes out and goes, I love the president. I love him. I was just talking about problems in the White House, and I just want to help. That's when you know he's the total traitor, because that's exactly how you do it. Just because I don't manipulate and lie and deceive doesn't mean I don't know exactly how they do it. I just don't like having to delve into their minds and get on their level. I know how globalists operate, and then to pull back and go, wait a minute, you should really judge a book by its cover and look at everything about Bannon. And he's somebody that wants to be a winner, wants to be a big success. And I wouldn't say he's necessarily pure evil, but is a selfish creature, just like Glenn Beck. That's why the two hated each other so much, because they both wanted to be the kingpins. I will assure you the crown sits heavy, my boys. And I'm not saying I wear that crown. All of us that stand against evil and try to be honorable, who have great responsibility, know it's not a crown, it's a weight. But now, the morning after, he gets dumped by his billionaire benefactor. Bannon finds a new billionaire benefactor, Miles Kwok. Let's learn about this guy. Chinese businessman turned political activist. Well, let's look into that feller's background. We know the Communist Chinese are the main group pushing the political takeover of the U.S. that promised earlier last year at Davos. The Communist president went there, the Communist dictator, and said, I will stop America. I will fund opposition groups, and they have. Source has not spoken to Steve since November. Breitbart shakeup. Rebecca Mercer has not spoken to Steve Bannon since November. Breitbart shakeup. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Because, listen, I want more Breitbarts. I want more Drudge Reports. I want more. I want to take over the culture through intellectual ideas, not through dictatorship. The president fights back against us. Is that not authoritarian? They asked the press secretary yesterday, and she's like, is it not authoritarian to talk bad about North Korea's dictator? They don't even say that. Like, is it not mean to talk bad about the North Korean guy threatening to nuke us? And Drudge is now exposed Bannon's new benefactor. Print me that, please. This is all breaking at drudgereport.com. And you better know it'll be mirrored on newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. It's like I said, middle of the last hour. I said, I'm going to leave Bannon alone if he goes away and the Breitbart gets rid of him or lessens his cancerous, carcinogen, metastasizing role. But I said, we all know he's not going away. He's going to money up. And you'll learn a lot by who he monies up with. And God, he's got a huge piece of the liberty-based activist database. And they are going to try to capitalize with that. And they are going to try to butcher this country and drive a wedge into this take back of the republic. And you could just see the whole thing. And I saw it. I saw it months ago. I knew so much of this, but I just do not like power jockeying. And I do not like getting in the middle of this crap. I want to promote ideas. I want to promote the people. I want to promote Make America Great Again. I want to promote religious freedom. I want to promote free market capitalism. I want to promote parents running their kids' lives, not the state. And I just don't want to be the big wheel in D.C. or the big wheel in L.A. or the big wheel in New York. I'm just like all of you. I just want to live my life, be a good, decent person. But you know what? I can't just do that. So we're the big wheel out of Texas. And Texas is the reason the globalists are in deep crap right now. And not just Texas, all of you. But recognizing where the fight comes from, recognizing where the victory comes from, recognizing where the globalist fear comes from, is recognizing the power of will. And I pledge my will, my spirit, my honor, my treasure, my family, my name against all the enemy's servants and the enemy himself. And I ask God to fill our sails and help us defeat the globalists. Because these are the worst people. They're not going to go away. We can't just go hide in our neighborhoods and our houses and our churches and have them leave us alone, folks. They're never going to stop because they have a hunger to run us and to have our kids. A lot of them want to screw our kids, as we know. Others just want to brain damage them and brainwash them and turn them into zombies. They want to hurt innocents. They are, in spirit and in action, servants of the old serpent. And speaking of funding us, I'm committed to you. You've committed to us, and I salute you and thank you, and I'm humbled. But quite frankly, we know that a fraction of the listeners buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're one of the people that's never gone to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and gotten some of the supplements or a T-shirt or a book or a film or a water filter or a great high-quality shower filter, air filter, it's all about making your life better and funding the InfoWar. It's all symbiotic. It's all 360 win. It's all non-zero-sum game. If you haven't gone, there's never a better time when the biggest sales in our history, extended from Christmas through New Year's until the end of the week, of 67% off high-quality colloidal silver, 50% off our great nootropic brain force, cell force 50% off, and dozens of other great products. It's all about to end. Like Myco ZX sold out. It was about to sell out, so I went back to regular price on that. Read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You are the InfoWar. I was just saying it. Without you, we're nothing. So get great products and help fund a major offensive. You are the InfoWar. It's all up to you, my friends.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off.
and secure your bottle today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say you're going to get tomorrow's news today, we're going to get next week's news today, next year's news today. It just continues to happen. Roger Stone has been obsessed on air, and I haven't understood why, with this particular Chinese national and things going on at Mar-a-Lago. A lot of it I wasn't allowed to talk about. This goes back like 8-9 months. I'm like, Roger, you keep telling me about this guy and you're so worried about it, and how our whole deal with China to back off the South China Sea and North Korea hinges on this good faith thing. And Roger said, you watch, he's important. We're calling Roger right now. He just agreed to pop on via phone. Or if not, I can just go speakerphone off my phone. And just breaking right now, if you go to drudgereport.com, if you go to the Washington Times, it's on InfoWars.com. Drudge exposes Bannon's new benefactor. So, again, you're going to get the inside scoop. Just like on December 5th, he broke here that Mitt Romney was going to run for the seat of Orrin Hatch, and that Orrin Hatch would resign in the next month or announce he's not going to run again. That has also been announced. So again, you're going to get the key intel right now from Roger Stone on what is being reported about this new supposed funder, Miles K-W-O-K, a.k.a. G-U-O-W-E-N-G-U-I. And I remember Roger kept bringing this guy up to me on air. In fact, we've got clips. We're digging them up months ago. And now it's being reported. This is the new funder because the Mercers backed out of funding Breitbart because Bannon has basically shown he's a deep state operative of the globalists trying to torpedo the Republic's recovery. And so now he's got this individual who, from my past research, what Roger said is a Soros-connected individual. But I'm going from memory. Roger and I just talked via text. Roger, what is the breaking news on this, because it's so important, again, about how they're going to try to jockey, how they're trying to drive a wedge. This isn't just inside baseball. This is really, really important. Now, what's the latest, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, this is really quite extraordinary. Miles Kwok is a former Chinese intelligence operative who evidently became at some point a double agent. He evidently, allegedly, orchestrated multi-million dollar online financial crimes in China. The Chinese government has asked the Trump administration to extradite him numerous times. We know when the Chinese premier was at Mar-a-Lago, this was on the table, and the president pledged that Kwok would be sent home to face justice. Kwok was a bundler for Hillary Clinton. Kwok also has been seen dining with George Soros. He is holed up in the opulent Sherry Netherland hotel and suite complex in New York City, fighting extradition to his home country. He was, we are told, introduced to Tony Blair by Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife. He has paid Blair a substantial amount of money to chime in opposition to his extradition to China. If you want to know why the Chinese are secretly shipping oil to North Korea, perhaps it is because the president has promised them the return of Kwok, but that H.R. McMaster and now quite obviously Steve Bannon have internally opposed that extradition. That Bannon would go to Kwok for his funding is mind-boggling, just mind-boggling, but it does explain why Pompeo at the CIA and McMaster have adamantly opposed returning this Chinese criminal to his home country. He has been caught in this country attempting to blackmail public officials. He also has several sexual abuse charges against him, as I recall. The man is a criminal.
Well, he sounds like a complete mad dog, and quite frankly, you just continue to amaze me how you give us the exclusives here on air. You've talked about this guy probably 50 times to my annoyance. I've said, please, I don't care about some Chinese double agent. I said, with his Clinton background, he probably works for the Clintons. And as you said, Soros, it's so clear he's probably the reason this hasn't. He's probably is still working for them. And Soros, as you just pointed out, and if he's now financing Bannon trying to derail Trump, then you know he is. This is incredible. This should really put him on Trump's radar, that he's the money man for Bannon now. Now, I think Bannon is stupid to have made this move, but good job to Matt Drudge exposing it.
Well, the reason this story has always been newsworthy, Alex, is because Kwok is a Hillary Clinton fundraiser, an intimate of George Soros. So why has the Trump administration, or I should say some officials in the Trump administration, fought his extradition? It never made sense, except for now it does. Quite clearly, Steve Bannon was among those who were opposing what the president had pledged to the Chinese, the return of Miles Kwok.
Roger, this is astounding, this Miles Kwok. Can you get in to what you told me? It's got to be 6+ months ago. You were out at Mar-a-Lago, and you talked about Bannon and a secret intelligence operation and Kwok, and you said it's so classified you couldn't even tell me. I just think it's important this get out there. Are you willing to talk about it?
Well, I think what happened here, Alex, going back and looking at my notes at the time, is the reason that Kwok was never extradited, as the Chinese government formally requested. And by the way, they sent Henry Kissinger to see the president privately to implore him to extradite Miles Kwok, and the president said it would be done. But it appears that the reason they have not done so is that Kwok flipped. No longer an asset for Chinese intelligence, he became an asset for U.S. intelligence. And Pompeo and Bannon were involved with him in that operation.
But clearly this shows now they're flipping back to the deep state and the globalists, their ally with China. This move shows it's a triple cross. This is so obvious.
Well, and in all honesty, Steve Bannon thinks it's about him. He thinks he's the larger-than-life figure who sparked this American Revolution. He thinks this is about his ideas. One point I failed to make on the Alex Jones Show earlier today, Donald Trump had his entire issue agenda not only settled on but carefully honed much earlier than he was nominated. So the idea that Bannon imposed some agenda on him or that Trump was being elected on Bannon's issues is just false. Trump knew what he was about in the summertime, long before the summertime. The time of the New Hampshire primary, we knew he was going to talk about building the wall, revitalizing our American economy through a deep tax cut, and all the other signature issues that got him elected.
So we've got an admitted intelligence asset of the People's Liberation Army, of the communist Chinese, biggest mass murderers in history. He admits that. A swindler over here who the president's promised to extradite is being protected by deep staters that Stephen Bannon brought into the White House. And the president was smart enough to clean house with this turd blossom. I think they need to grab this walk guy and put him on a plane chained Justice Department aircraft and fly his butt right into the communist Chinese capital so this boy can get taken on down to their facilities there.
Well, hopefully the president is listening to this very broadcast, and he now understands that he must follow through on that pledge and why some around him have been stalling.
Now, you told me more, but, I mean, just specifically, the danger of even trying to get this guy into Mar-a-Lago, the things that went on there. I mean, what else can you say about what happened there and when the president started to really sour on Bannon, months before we could say it?
I think that this whole thing with Miles Kwok has been a sticking point. When the premier went to China and then again on the periphery of the G12 summit, the top man in China brought this up directly to the president of the United States. That's how important this is on their agenda. We're talking about a guy who orchestrated multi-million dollar financial crimes against the Chinese state. They want him, and they want him badly.
Roger. Stay there. I want to come back to five more minutes just for you to cover any other little tidbits you have. But this is so news-breaking. And I've gone from respecting you to being in awe how just almost all our big breaking exclusives are Roger. And they're just so – that's what I mean. They cast him as this villain. He's like the North Star. He's so accurate. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the next hour. We got a member of the EU Parliament joining us as we try to dynamite that authoritarian operation. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. It's about to end. Fluoride-free toothpaste, highest quality, all of it. Massive savings, 50% or up. We're going to have to end these soon, but please commit to support us. We will never betray you, and you get high-quality products at the same time. They hate us. We need the funding. Please commit to sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
I think to put a book in on this, Roger just needs to be honest, because I rarely gripe at Roger. And I said, man, you keep coming on the show like 6 months ago. And since then, bringing up this clock guy, this Chinese asset, and Roger's like, listen, they're going to leave us alone on North Korea. And this is World War III stuff, Alex. They just want some concessions. And Trump had the damn cake with him and isn't doing it because of McMaster. And I'm like, okay. And the guy's probably a double agent and works with Soros, is our information. And then we can't get into all the rest of it, okay? But the point here is that, Roger, just repeat all that. Thank God Drudge has got great sources, too, and is exposing this. And it just, if we felt bad about going after Bannon yesterday and today, I don't think I feel bad about it now. This is really a rotting, disgusting cherry on top of this whole fetid mess. So just repeat why you thought this guy was so important, now proven correct.
Well, we knew that he was wanted in China for financial crimes. We also knew that he was staying in the United States without a visa and that he was fighting extradition. We also knew that the Chinese president specifically asked Donald Trump at the dinner table in Mar-a-Lago to return him. This was a party to the negotiations over China's attitude towards North Korea. It became a key element, and it was an easy thing for the president to do. Kwok is, at best, a double agent, having worked for Chinese intelligence and tried to blackmail various New York, American officials, then gets caught in this massive financial crime back in China and flips sides. We knew that there were some in the Trump administration who were fighting the president's promise to extradite Kwok. We thought them to be Pompeo, Tillerson, and others. We did not know at that time, but we can now confirm that Steve Bannon was among those fighting the extradition of this criminal. It explains, it's the missing piece, Alex, that we've been looking for. And kudos to Matt Drudge for pointing out that this is Bannon's new financial angel.
Drudge's wisdom continues to confound. Expanding on that, is it not illegal if someone is a known swindler in your country to then, as a U.S. government official, represent them, try to defend them to the president, and then get a giant cash payout just months later from them, with the added insult to injury of then trying to use the money to eviscerate the Trump recovery while shooting your mouth off about how you're going to run for president in 2020, I guess, with Chinese intelligence money?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but it's always astounded me that Kwok is living a very, very sumptuous lifestyle in New York when he's a wanted man and in the country illegally. And now we have to question, why was Steve Bannon protecting him? Why was Steve Bannon opposing his extradition, which seems to me to be a fly in the ointment in terms of moving forward to cap the North Koreans?
Absolutely. Well, I think Mr. Kwok's days are numbered. What do you think?
I think he will now come to the president's attention yet again, and the president will probably be astounded that he hasn't already been extradited, Alex. So this is bad news for Mr. Kwok, and I think bad news for Mr. Bannon.
I think Mr. Bannon needs to be investigated for espionage because this guy reeks as a double agent. What do you think?
Well, the problem, of course, is that if he has flipped to Pompeo and the boys in Langley, they're going to seek to protect him. This is probably why he has not been extradited already. In other words, he sold the Chinese secrets about Americans. Then he's probably sold the Americans secrets about the Chinese. He's the classic double agent.
Well, that's right. And then you got the double agent, Mr. Bannon, right in the middle of it, who says the president, his family are treasonous, trying to get dirt on Hillary. That's an act of honor. And, of course, what he's accusing us of is what it appears he's done. Wow. Roger Stone with InfoWars.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to be here.
This man is full of Kwok, Mr. Kwok. It never ends. A Soros associate working with Bannon. Imagine my surprise. We'll be back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. Well, things just continue to break by the minute. There are new criminal probes opened by the Justice Department on Hillary Clinton. That's being reported on InfoWars.com. The Washington Examiner has been announced by the Associated Press, but almost no real coverage of that because everything is Stephen Bannon recycling every Democrat talking point that Trump never wanted to win. Trump's going to be out of office. Trump's an idiot. Oh, but Stephen Bannon, can we cue the clip up? He loves the president. That's why his son's going to break like an egg on TV, and why Melania cried on election night because she didn't want Trump to be president. That's why he made 8 campaign stops a day, breaking all records. It's why he let them take hundreds of millions of his own money when they shut down his companies. It's pure malarkey. Every disgusting globalist talking point. We're going to go to Janice Atkinson. Until the bottom of the hour, the Dr. Corsi joins us with big breaking news. Trump has cleared the way into the grand jury against Assange here in the U.S. Just as we told you a few weeks ago, he was moving, and now his lawyers have argued in a lawsuit that Assange did no wrong. So just as we told you, Arpaio was going to be pardoned. The president does not stab his friends in the back and is moving towards a pardon of Julian Assange. I can tell you right now, the White House lawyers are debating it. And the president has Pompeo and everybody else saying don't do it. The president, as he said, is saying this is criminal activity to Hillary. I don't care who's got the stuff. And journalists are allowed to get leaked information. And so there's a battle going on right now. This is huge. Let's come up bottom of the hour. Janice Atkinson is a member of parliament from UKIP for the European Union, which, again, it's an unelected body that runs it. But then they have a ceremonial parliament that's elected from the nation states, and it's become not ceremonial. It is now basically breaking it up, and we've seen now northern European countries come out this week and say we ought to play some clips of her sometime when she comes on from the great speeches she gives, because she does an amazing job JaniceAtkinson.co.uk is where you can see. We ought to get her on all the time and kind of play some promos of the great work she's doing, because this is truly the front lines of fighting tyranny. There's a whole slew of important topics that she wants to get into with us today. But just at a base level, all the Islamic attacks, all the acid attacks, the record stabbing attacks, Germany announcing it's going to be illegal to say Muslims carried out terror attacks, Sweden saying we're going to let Muslims rape people. I mean, you read this stuff, UK city council saying, you know, don't prosecute Muslims that rape people because it's their culture. I'm not trying to be anti-Muslim. God, they've been feeding on their own people forever. What is going on? And as UKIP gains ground, what is the EU doing to counter-strike against this awakening? Janice, what do you think is going to happen next?
Oh, hi, Alex. But first of all, I'm not UKIP. I'm actually an independent, and I sit with the Europe of Nations and Freedom Group in the EU, which is...
Well, I get a lot of stuff wrong. I just know UKIP promotes you, and I've seen you involved with UKIP. So explain to me how this works.
I have been, and Farage is the greatest man. Yes, he absolutely should be in the Lords. But I'm independent now. I'm sitting with the group that is the future for the European Parliament and also for Europe as a whole. People like Marine Le Pen, Geert Wilders. Marine Le Pen came second to Macron. She's the official opposition to the presidency in France at the moment. We've got Geert Wilders, who is the official opposition. And people in my party, in the grouping in the Parliament, have also just formed the government for Austria. And next year, we might even see the Lega Nord form a coalition with Silvio Berlusconi, Forza for Italia. So that's the way it's going. Now, the populists are winning. They're trying to shut us down. It's not happening. They try to censure us in the parliament. I called somebody a lunatic the other day because actually she's a liberal and she's the last remaining liberal democrat from the UK. I said she's quite mad, and I was censured because of that. And you get this beep that comes up, and we're censured for calling people what they are, basically. But what binds us all is that we have this visceral dislike of the EU. We've got Iran going on at the moment, all the protests.
But, and I want to get into all that, but just to show my own ignorance, I know how the EU Parliament works. I know how the bureaucracy, the Treaty of Rome, how it all got set up. But explaining how there's a coalition of nationalists and populists spreading, and obviously UKIP's out of the UK. You were formerly with that, but there's a new coalition in Europe that you're now an independent part of. So explain who this new exploding independent group is, because I've read about it, but it shows even my ignorance getting it wrong, so people know who the major players are, because this is, again, the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. I enabled the group to be formed 2 years ago. In the parliament, the biggest grouping is Angela Merkel's European People's Party. Viktor Orban from Hungary, who is a populist at the moment, is teetering on the edge of that particular group. The other largest group is the socialists. When I left UKIP and I decided to join Marine Le Pen and Geert Wilders and other people like Matteo Salvini, who could be the next prime minister of Italy in March of this year, we formed a small grouping, and we are known as the populists. They used to call us racist and xenophobe, just like they call Trump all those things as well, and UKIP, actually. And we're a grand coalition of nine nations. We were with the Alternative for Deutschland in Germany. We think they've gone slightly far right. So the leader of that party, who was the former leader of the AfD, who is Frauke Petri, and her husband Markus Pretzel, have launched their own party now called the Blue Party, and we sit with them. We also sit with a couple of Czech people who have now gone to the polls in the Czech Republic, and they've got 22 members of parliament. They are now in negotiation to form the government. The government's already got a right-wing government, and our people from the Freedom Party of the Czech Republic are now talking about forming a government. Just a few weeks ago, our people, the Freedom Party for Austria, have just formed the government along with the right-wing conservatives, and they are... So what's happening, Alex, is that it's our people that are winning, that the Social Democrats, the left, the liberal left of Europe, is absolutely collapsing. We're seeing it across Greece and Italy, in Czech Republic, across the whole of the EU. And my friends, I've got a lot of friends in the Swedish Democrats who actually sit with UKIP at the moment, They think like us. They think like Marine Le Pen. They think like Donald Trump. They're going to win the elections in September of this year. And people like Guy Verhofstadt, the Liberal who is in charge of the Liberal group, who's the former Belgian Prime Minister.
Belgium.
He thinks that, you know, they're shutting us down, that everybody, that people, they've contained populism. They haven't contained populism. It's the same people that voted for Trump and the same people that voted for Brexit.
Well, Tony Blair has admitted that populism is taking over. And it's like every day, I forget, it was another Northern European country. Just yesterday, their prime minister said, we're going to be our nation first. I'm forgetting which country. I mean, the point is Czech Republic, Austria, there's so many countries now announcing they're going to be their nation first that I can't even keep track of it.
Yeah, it's absolutely. There was a press conference yesterday where the new prime minister, new populist prime minister of Poland, traveled to Hungary, and Viktor Orban and the new prime minister of Poland had a press conference, and they're going to be putting their nations first. They said, you know, the axis of France and Germany is just all too powerful, and they're not prepared to put up with this, because what's happening at the moment, we've got these hundreds of thousands of migrants that have broken into our countries, and the EU is stating that there should be quotas, migrant quotas, for each country. And so the Czech Republic, the Visegrad people, the four Visegrad people of Poland, it's Poland, Hungary, and Romania, and they're actually joined by Austria and the Czech Republic, and they're saying, no, we're not having these forced quotas. We want to defend our nation states, our borders, our identity and culture, and they're absolutely refusing to do this. Now, what's happening in the European Parliament is that they're trying to censure Poland and Hungary at the moment, which means taking away their
votes. They're trying to fine them for saying we're not going to take millions of illegals every year. Janice Atkinson, straight ahead, part of the big populist party that's made up of other populist parties that is taking Europe by storm. As we promised, we take you to the front lines of the war for human liberty every hour, every day.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and
stupid.
So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live. We have one of the shining stars of the Populist Party out of the UK and the EU Parliament, Janice Atkinson, and she has really been exposing the exploding crime rates in Europe and the UK with the Islamic invasion. And she's got some numbers and some facts here that she's going to go over. But the good news is there's a huge awakening happening right now, and the party she's part of is winning elections, not just for seats in local government or national government, but the very presidencies and prime ministerships in almost every new election. This has got the globalists so scared. So we'll hit some of that as well. But Janice Atkinson, again, the website for folks that want to visit and see all your videos, the material is janiceatkinson.co.uk. Get into the crime wave that they're trying to make laws in Europe, and I guess it passed some, saying you can't even talk about how you've been attacked or abused.
No, that's right. They're shutting down debate, and Twitter is helping with that as well. We've got a relatively new mayor in London called Sadiq Khan. You may have heard of him. He wanted to actually ban Trump, you know, our biggest ally coming to London in a couple of months' time. But why he's grandstanding, one of his big ideas is gender-neutral toilets and actually banning bikini-clad women from advertising hoardings across London. But in the time that he's been mayor, which is around about 18 months now, knife crime has gone up 31%. And we've had homicide youth murders go up to 70%. So while he's grandstanding, we've seen police numbers go down by 12,000%. I called today for somebody like Rudy Giuliani to be elected mayor. This man needs to go. He's absolutely pathetic. He's not protecting the people of London. He's not protecting our young people. We've seen an exponential rise in acid attacks across London as well. But all he's interested in is
I was about to say, seven a day in London of Islamists throwing acid on women's faces. They'll never say it's an Islamic thing. And I saw a statistic yesterday that 90% of new crime in Europe is Islamic.
Yeah, that's right. It's happening in Germany, in France, where they have seen the numbers coming through because the borders are so porous. They're coming over from Libya, they're landing in Malta, they're landing in Italy, they're going through to France. And because we've got the open border system, they're not being stopped. They're just being waved through. And we've had this unprecedented rise in acid attacks, which is being imported from the Middle East, it's mainly Muslim crime or Muslim crime, and this is just unacceptable. In this country, it just used to be associated with marital breakdown. That's bad enough now, but there's been a lot of protests of delivery drivers across London protesting outside Parliament because they're refusing to deliver pizzas. They're afraid to go out at the night time. Taxi drivers are afraid to let people in. I was about to say,
no-go zones are expanding all across Europe and the UK. Our own reporters went to no-go zones and offered huge bounties to others to go, and they found we were telling the truth. There are large swaths of Belgium, of France, of the UK. You can't go.
Yeah, Geert Wilders, the leader of the opposition in the Netherlands, recently went over to a place called Molenbeek in Belgium. Now, Brussels is the seat of the European Parliament, and friends of mine from Vlaams Belang, who are an official opposition party, a populist party who sit within my group, the ENF, they invited Geert over, and they tried to go down to Molenbeek, which is full of African migrants and people from the Middle East, and the police actually stopped them walking through. They said, no, you're inciting violence. And this is absolutely atrocious for directly elected officials. And a friend of mine, Gerald Vandermans, who is an MEP, who is head of the Vlaams Belang party, who sit with us, was prevented walking through his own town. It's like me trying to go to Tower Hamlets in London, which is basically a Muslim enclave. It's a very Islamic Sharia state. I'm not allowed to walk through there if I've got a low-necked top on, a short skirt, and I certainly can't buy alcohol in any of the myriad of small shops that exist in East London. I mean, we are a nation of small shopkeepers, but there's been intimidation of people that walk through there with shorter skirts on or high heels or without their faces covered, or even buying alcohol. We're not allowed to do that in the City of London. That's just a stone's throw from the economic centre of Canary Wharf in London.
Well, I'm just a pro-human type guy, a libertarian, you know, humanist, but not the liberal, you know, type humanist thing. And when I see women wearing hijabs and even full burqas at the grocery store or the mall, or a woman driving a pickup truck this morning, I thought, well, she couldn't do that in Saudi Arabia. She was right by my office. But as a father, in the classical feminist term, worrying about women's rights, I get really upset seeing a woman who is in that type of bondage who thinks it's normal. And I'm not going to Stockholm. I'm not Swedish. I'm not going to just accept this and go along with it. It's not like virtue signaling. I mean, I love my family, males and females, but to see women particularly in a symbol of bondage makes my blood pressure elevate.
Yeah, it's actually a political statement. In 2010, I stood as a Conservative in the north of England, where whole swathes of our cities are being taken over by radical Islam. And I had a couple of young lads with me. I said, Janice, can we actually approach the ladies in the hijabs and the burqas and give them one of your leaflets? I was absolutely astounded. They were 18 at the time. This is going back 7 or 8 years ago now. I said, absolutely. You have the right to go up to those women, look them in the eyes and say, would you like one of my leaflets? If you have any trouble from any of the men, then you come and see me. But what was clear up there, we're talking areas of Bradford, Batley and Spen, which is in Yorkshire, and Leicestershire, which has just been taken over, basically. They were increasingly wearing the hijabs and also the full face burqa as a political process. And they were younger women as well that are wearing the burqa in a protest against our Western values. I find it really quite...
By the way, I'm showing right now, this is Mall of America, folks. This is what... I mean, I've been to Minnesota, our radio network's based there, and I've been going there 20 years. It now has gone from maybe a third of the folks like this is what the mall looks like.
Yeah, well, you're looking at Tower Hamlets in London as well. You're looking at vast swathes of our cities in the north of England too. How have we allowed our countries to become like this? And the EU wants to impose more of this. On this. This is so totally anti.
In the minute we have left, I want to have you back for a full hour soon to play clips of your parliamentary speeches to talk about where this fight's going. Just at a gut level, but also seeing the numbers, it looks like a firestorm of awakenings happening of populism, not racism, but populism to the globalists trying to conquer Europe. I mean, are you guys starting to win the fight, or is it 50-50, or are you losing right now?
No, we're actually winning because in Austria, we form the government. In the Czech Republic, we are the second party and we're talking about forming the government. Next year in Italy, it will be a populist government. Whether that's the Five Star Movement who sit with Nigel Farage's UKIP, who are a bit left green for my liking. But again, they want to get rid of the euro. They want to control their borders. It will either be a coalition, it will be them standing on their own because they are the most popular party at the moment, or it will be my friends from the Lega Nord, people like the great Matteo Salvini, who could be Italy's next prime minister with Silvio Berlusconi's party. So whatever happens, the Social Democrats, the Liberals, will not be in power. It will be a populist, it will be a populist government. And in Austria, as I've suggested previously, you know, with, you've got a right-wing government with Sebastian Kurz, just 31, conservative.
Well, so exciting. Janice Atkins, member of the EU Parliament, janiceatkinson.co.uk. Thank you so much. We salute you. We really appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. What an amazing lady. We'll be right back on the other side with amazing, I mean, actually, breaking news. Trump has cleared the path for Assange to leave London. This is exclusive straight ahead with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males.
Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right. One of the few big things I haven't liked that Trump's not done is come out and defend Assange when he was saying leak more, release the info, you're a hero during the campaign. But we've seen major movements towards a pardon. There's been some big developments now, just as we talked about the president's lawyer arguing in court this week with Assange, who's not committed a crime. And then you also got a new development with a grand jury. So Dr. Jerome Corsi's article is up on InfoWars.com. Trump clears the path for Assange to leave London. We'll be talking about that here in a moment. But first off, free shipping is about to end store-wide and the biggest sales in our history, InfoWarsStore.com. All our best sellers are 50% off or more. Colloidal silver, highest quality, 67% off. You sign up for auto ship on that, get an additional 10% off. That is a loss leader. We've already sold out a bunch of items that we've had to remove off of the sales list, obviously. But let me just give you some reviews of our latest product, the Real Red Pill, that has the precursor compound that your body needs to be able to make your own hormones. It's listed as a steroid, but a healthy, clean one, even by the International Doping Commission, because it's just a normal compound that your body then uses to make your natural hormones. It's got it in there and so much more. So the Real Red Pill, that's just one of the ingredients in it. Red Pill, 5 stars. I love it. Really good. The real deal pills is what I would call it. So that's one commenter, Martin in Montreal, Canada. Another 5-star. This is just in the order. 17 reviews, 5 stars, all. This is a product just came out, all 5 stars. Sucked to the matrix. I remember Alex saying it would take about 5 days for the product to take effect. I have been using Anthroplex for about a month. Now the combination of the two matched with occasional brain force is like being sucked directly into the matrix and blasted into the multidimensional powerhouse of focus, stamina, and energy. I'm absolutely blown away by the results of this product, and I will be purchasing it again. Yeah, some people here in the office like Anthroplex better than Alpha Power. Others like Alpha Power better. There are different formulations of different known herbs and compounds. But the Real Red Pill is the foundation for it all. Because if you don't have the pregnenolone, I think I'm saying it wrong, the precursor deal with all the other stuff, you got to have all the amino acids, all the stuff together to then be able to produce or even use it. Amazing product, says ACS in Illinois. I would recommend this product to everybody. It gives energy. I can wake up easier in the morning, and it makes me a lot of mental clarity and focus, more so than brain force for me. Alex is right. It does take about 45 days started working. I think you missed it. I said 5 days, but it takes a while. If you're on the fence, just pull the trigger. It's great. Yeah, it's a precursor, but it is just the one ingredient is a, quote, steroid. But it's the precursor to all of them that a lot of people, after age 25 or so, I just call it the medical science, begins to reduce in your body. I'm a typo. They said 45 days. It's about 5 days to a week for it to kick in. I mean, you take brain force, you'll feel it in 30 minutes. You take alpha power, you feel it in about an hour. And again, one's a nootropic that does with the brain. The others deal with the glands and the body and the blood and the rest of it. But all of them are nootropics at the end of the day. They're all just different best-selling formulas that were already out there that we've gone out and tweaked and then lowered the price on. And that's basically it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Nobody's got 5-star reviews. BuzzFeed contacted the big power reviews group and said, we want to see all your proof. No one's this popular out there. And they said, here it is. They go, we don't want it. We don't want it. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. He also owns Whole Foods. He sells the same colloidal silver he private labels for, on average, $24. We usually sell for about $17 discounted. Right now, it's $9.95, 67% off. It's about to sell out. That deal's going to have to end. Then we make like $3 on it. But it doesn't matter. We sell so much, it then funds the operation. That's why I sell more of this colloidal silver than Whole Foods does now, because we just lowered the price. And it's good to give it to Bezos, isn't it? So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. That's about to sell out. That's 50% off. Got to end that. There's just so many new great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Just go peruse them. Check them out for yourself and know that you're funding the tip of the spear against the globalist. And please support our local affiliates as well. Become sponsors for them or support the local sponsors or send them a monthly donation. Tithing to the rebirth of this country, tithing to this radio show or local stations or the Trump movement with your energy and time is religious freedom, is Christianity, is the future. This is the revolution happening right now against the globalists. This is the revolution against collectivism, communism, socialism, Satanism, and all those other isms. Be part of it. And I know you are. I'm just saying a small fraction of you buy the products. A large group, about half of you, share the videos and articles. Imagine if all of you watching and listening shared the articles of the local station you're listening to. Imagine if all of you bought some product just to see if you liked it. Got about maybe 1.5-2% of the audience buy stuff, which is still a high number for the average show. If 10% bought stuff, we'd have 10 times the money, and you would see. They'd probably kill me at that point. It's just too dangerous. But the point, God knows what's going on. God knows what he's doing. But it's just they're trying to shut our funding down. We fought back hard. You fought back hard. We brought in the same amount of money last year as we brought in the year before. But that was an election year. This is going to be a rough year if we want to expand in the face of the enemy, because they want to shut us down. We've got to expand or shut down. There's no equilibrium here where we just stay one size. So, again, thank you all for your support. Please commit today and sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. That way you get a great deal on the products you like. Cancel anytime, get an additional 10% off, and know that you're supporting us each month. Okay. Julian Assange, to give us the latest information on Trump clearing the way in multiple court hearings to pardon Assange or allow Assange to return to the United States, is now taking place. And joining us is Dr. Jerome Corsi, the D.C. news director for InfoWars.com. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome_Corsi to give us the latest. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on.
Alex, great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
So you can encapsulate it. This is pretty big, just like you broke the Arpaio deal and engineered that. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we've had a series of steps here by the Trump administration. First of all, this week we noticed arguing in Roger Stone's case, where he was basically being charged with Russian collusion. The Trump lawyers argued that Julian Assange had a right to publish all the stolen emails under a New York Times v. Sullivan, which was a standard, and the Pentagon Papers case, which are two standards where stolen documents were published by the press, by the New York Times, and they had a right to do so. Now, if Trump's lawyers are out arguing for that, and then this recent article today, WikiLeaks is saying that basically the grand jury proceedings are over, and the State Department on Iran put out a similar statement about how the United States government supports the right of free speech of the Iranian people. And when you've got these kind of statements coming out from the Trump administration, I think it's a clear signal, a kind of wink-wink signal to Assange that basically the green lights are being given and that Assange is going to be allowed to leave London and possibly even come to the United States, maybe with a Trump pardon. I think that's in the works.
Continue, please.
Well, you put it together with things that are happening internationally. I mean, first of all, we've been reporting very seriously on this QAnon, who started reposting today, by the way. And QAnon made it clear in a post on Christmas that essentially there was going to be an operational plan to get Assange out of London over the 5th and 6th of January, which is this week. You've had Sweden has dropped criminal charges against Julian Assange. And you've also had the basic announcement in the UK on a tribunal that Assange's media.
So he needs to move while everything's been cleared before new stuff from deep state pops up.
Yeah, and I think that these are a series of events that have occurred in sequence, which to me make it pretty clear that, you know, one after the other, the path is being opened for Assange to leave the Ecuadorian
embassy.
That's
right. That's right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Jerome Corsi. This is big because it's the right thing to do, too.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each
That's
other
right.
and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. 2017 has been a earth-shaking year, and 2018 guaranteed is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or MycoZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Partway into the fourth hour when our great Chicago affiliate owner, Matt Dubiel, is going to be co-hosting. That's a humble guy, says he's the manager. He's the owner of those two stations. We're working with him for 8 years. He's a great patriot. Dr. Jerome Corsi's here. I want to get back into the Assange thing because Corsi's always a humble guy, but he really was engineering behind the scenes the whole Arpaio situation, as later came out in the press. And by engineering, it was like just getting to the president that it happened because it wasn't being covered anywhere. And I like Hannity. We're trying to get Hannity to cover it because Trump really watches that. Fox and Friends and Hannity say he gets the president now. He's so isolated. He gets a few clips from my show and articles are still brought to him. But I want to get back into Bannon here. I'm not an infighter. Everybody knows I don't do it. But bigger than an infighter, I'm not a betrayer. I'm not a Benedict Bannon or Bannon Benedict. And I waited to see a statement from him. He goes, oh, I love the president. We're going to play it in a minute. Oh, I love the president when, oh, his son's going to be broken like an egg. Oh, it's treasonous. Oh, Trump didn't want to win. Trump will be out soon. It's all like they sat down and said, what are your talking points? Just put my name on it. And Bannon didn't deny it. If he had gone on Breitbart radio yesterday and said, I defend this. Here's my reasons. I would have listened and checked it and respected it. But he did the perfect Machiavellian move. Just because I don't engage in Machiavellian stuff doesn't mean I don't see right through it better than he does. I just don't do low, underhanded, chicken, you know what, crap type stuff. I'm not in the chicken, you know what, crap dimension. That's a term I've coined, the chicken, you know what, dimension. And it's an attempt to stay relevant. We backed him with more. We did it all. Breitbart's a one-way street. They don't promote us. Zero. InfoWars, according to all the metrics, is way bigger. And I'm not bragging. There's Drudge. Then there's InfoWars. Then there's Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily, right in there. And I link to all them. Daily Caller even writes articles attacking me, even though the owner is my friend and came to visit me in Austin twice. Wanted to, you know, meet me, and I've had dinner with him in different cities since then. And Tucker wants to come on. He's banned by Fox from coming on. But I'm glad Tucker's got the big hit show. I'm glad he's doing a great job. I'm glad in many respects he's, quote, in mainstream media bigger than I am. I'm not trying to have the trophy here that I'm the biggest. I want to defeat the globalists. But Corsi, you don't like to go after people, and we haven't pre-talked today, and I want to get back into positive stuff, and the 25th Amendment stuff and how we counter that, but you've now got this guy that Stone was obsessed with and had a lot of classified info on that he didn't want to get into on air, obsessing for 6 months about this new billionaire, Chinese billionaire that supposedly absconded with a bunch of money and ran over here. The CIA thinks he's flipped to them now. But he's in bed with Soros, gives money to Hillary. I just don't trust it. They're now saying that's Bannon's new sugar daddy. And so I just feel betrayed that I got sucked in by Bannon's BS and leaks, which we now know. I knew they were from Bannon at the time, by no degrees of separation in a few cases, that he was the one making it all about Kushner and all about all this other crap that wasn't even true. And then I got sucked in and conned by Bannon. That's why I'm so mad, because I don't get fooled a lot. I don't know your view on this. What's your expert view on this?
Well, I'm still waiting to see more evidence. I mean, I watched yesterday when President Trump was asked after the interview that Bannon gave, when Bannon seemed to retract a lot of those harsh statements. And President Trump said, well, that's a lot better than he was yesterday. He seems to be coming to his senses. I mean, Donald Trump's a very, very crafty guy. I've said for 40 years I've known Donald Trump, and he always looks like he's going to lose until he wins. He has launched a major counterattack. I mean, just look at the things that have happened. And it wouldn't be beyond Donald Trump to be playing a series of steps here with Bannon, where Bannon ultimately can come back into the graces. I'm not yet willing to say that Bannon's burned his career.
No, that's why you work at InfoWars, because you're not an infighter. But Bannon's trying to have his cake and eat it, too. He's trying to act like he's loyal while repeating all this BS crap and not denying the interview.
Well, and you know, I think you're right. But I'm going to let Bannon have a little bit more time to see exactly how this hangs out. Because what I'm looking at is you've got Grassley now, the judiciary. He's going to open up new hearings with the fusion GPS principles. He's announced he's going after Comey because Comey had leaked classified material to the mainstream media. You've got the House opening up new hearings and going to press forward against the Department of Justice.
I was about to say, Bannon is the distraction from the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate saying you know, it looks like Comey criminally leaked info. That is seismic coming from Chuck Grassley.
And I read, and also you've got Manafort, whose attorneys filed in U.S. District Court in D.C., that Mueller is way beyond his authority. I think this is a very serious lawsuit, and I think it could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And Manafort may have his shop closed down over this. And I think
how can Rosenstein just say, do whatever you want, investigate the entire galaxy?
You can't do that, and you can't give that kind of a mandate to a special counselor. And I think Rosenstein's on the hook. I think Rosenstein's going to be the next to go. Very interested to see Rosenstein and McCabe having to march over and talk to Paul Ryan the other day in the House. I think both McCabe and Rosenstein are scheduled to be gone. And I think there's a major coup going on. Also, Sessions reopened the hearing into Hillary's emails. And I'm confident that that's targeted now on Huma.
Exactly. And in a way, I've taken the bait, and so mad about Bannon, but I've been honest about it, that this whole thing is a distraction from what's happening.
Right. I mean, Trump's lawyers have gone in to block the publication of this book. And while they have a hard argument there, if they can prove libel, and there's good reason for this guy Wolf to be accused of libel and making stuff up, I mean, Trump is basically...
Well, why would Bannon go work with somebody who's famous for yellow journalism?
Well, I mean, if Bannon did all of this and letting Wolf in, and it was not, you know, Trump saying, they're going to hit me anyway, let's let somebody hit me who I can discredit very easily, because this Wolf book is a joke. I even hear, even today, the usual defenders of, Obama and Clinton are not going to defend the Wolf book. It's a losing cause. It's the worst possible journalism you can get, because Wolf's reputation is horrible. And if Trump let him in the shop, he knew he was going to get a bad book on him. He had a book that he could easily discredit. And I would not pull it past Trump to do that. This whole thing is a complete diversion. And the stock market went through 25,000. We have excellent economics going on. I think Trump is going to rule the day on the budget issue. I'm not sure there's going to be any Dreamer agreement. And I think we'll get a wall that's likely to be pushed through the budget. The Democrats are not in a strong position. And this whole New York Times coming out with the story about Papadopoulos or whatever his name is, you know, being the real cause, abandoning the Fusion GPS. No, I'm still on the theme that Eric Schmidt resigned the day that that executive order was signed. That executive order is going after corruption and human rights. I think there's massive corruption. I'm watching very carefully.
And then Trump has a big event about child trafficking and announces it, Anti-Child Trafficking Day. And the media just keeps saying Trump's not going after pedophiles. Is the deputy pope's in jail and all these massive arrests?
Trump is on this. Trump knows what all of this was about, and it disgusts him. Trump is going to go after the pedophilia. And Trump, I think, is catching on to Assange. And I think if we continue this, and there are back channels. I mean, I'm not going out on a limb here because I think it's just, fun to do. The point is, I know that Trump is very seriously taking a look at that Assange has information that he wants disclosed, and that he's going to defend Assange on the New York Times v. Sullivan and the New York Times.
Well, he's definitely doing it, like you said, in his own court case and in this grand jury. So are all charges now dropped against Assange everywhere?
As far as I can tell, I don't see anybody who's got any charges against Assange.
So, I think he should get out, come to the U.S. He'll be a rock star. That'll force the issue with Trump.
Well, I think he's first going to go to Switzerland. That's where I think he's going to head first. I think he'll park himself in Switzerland for a while and work out the details. But I think it's in the works. And the QAnon has been
see the evidence, and you actually broke it, not QAnon, that he might get pardoned. But I know you want to give everybody credit. That's fine. Let's just give it where it's due. Would QAnon then announce when he's going to leave? That's not helpful if he's going to try to get out of there.
Well, that whole audience is very important. And that's a very, very knowledgeable audience. And I want to bring that audience into much more contact with InfoWars, because the research they do is quite good. And I follow them on the subreddit.
No, they call themselves the Autistic Army. It's not making fun of autistic folks. They're calling themselves that, and that they've got like Asperger's and all they do. Stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with a little bit more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Then I'm going into the next hour with a blitz of news, video clips, and a guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun, rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster. That's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Got a ton of news that I mean to hit that we're going to blitz through in the next segment, but finishing up with Dr. Jerome Corsi on Assange and Bannon and the Democrats and the 25th Amendment. They now are in press conferences going, the president is insane. He must be removed. I mean, it's so obvious. And even with their fake polls, he's up in Gallup. He's up in Rasmussen. Dr. Corsi, other tidbits you want to cover in this 5 minutes and the next shoe to drop. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive.
Well, I think the counterattack has begun from Trump, and I've seen Trump do this before. He's now moved into the phase of the lawyers. He's working very seriously with Congress. Got the lawyers in Congress. We're going to subpoena Department of Justice. They're going to get the FBI. They're going to get Fusion GPS. Get about everybody they can think of. And by the end of about 90 days, you're going to have a massive clean out of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Same time, Jeff Sessions has rebooted the entire investigation on the Hillary emails. I think with what we have now from Huma Abedin is clearly guilty, and she's going to face some very serious charges. I don't think this fire yesterday at the Clintons, I'm very interested in what they wanted to burn.
Oh, that's my next question. A big fire in their bedroom. I mean, was this a wash and bleach or something that went wrong?
I'm sure very suspicious of it. I'm sure very suspicious that had more to it than we know. And you've got this action.
And it was Seth Rich's birthday. You think it was a vigilante?
Yes, Seth Rich's birthday. I mean, you know, and you've got all of this going on right now where Assange has made it absolutely clear that he knows it wasn't Russia.
Wait a minute. You think that was a message to the Clintons? We can get you in your bedroom?
Yes. I think the whole thing is a matter of, it's a whole thing of letting the Clintons know that they're right now targeted.
Even though the Secret Service are right, I didn't even think of that. The Secret Service is right there, right next door, and a firebomb still gets in their window.
This is clearly a signal to the Clintons that this is basically, you know, we're coming after you.
Taking the gloves off.
Yeah, and it's going to be done with the lawyers. This whole thing with Manafort filing this case to shut Mueller down, this is not taken very seriously. They're asking for injunctive relief. They're going to go right past the district court, which will probably turn them down. They'll be in the circuit court. They'll be in the Supreme Court, I'd say, within 60 days. It's a massive legal assault to shut Mueller down. And I've seen Trump do it before. You know, all the bankers think they've got Trump, and they're going to bankrupt him in his casinos or his hotels or his golf. And Trump says, look, you think you own me. I own you guys. You want to save your banks, you better loan me more money. Trump knows how to play the game. Knows how to play the game better than Bannon, I'll assure you that. And I'm betting with Trump, because I think Trump knows exactly now, has figured out how the White House works. He knows where the power is. He's siding with the lawyers. He's making up, you know, the Democrats and the deep state are in panic. They've got to pull out this
wolf. I was about to say, the fact that they thought they could cook up this Clinton operation in the Justice Department and FBI, run this fraud, get caught, and they're still moving forward, even though most of them have been forced to resign or are in criminal trouble. I mean, they really bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah, and Assange has been texting and tweeting Trump messages. He has a series. I'll try to write about him for tomorrow. He's got a series of tweets about pedophilia in the State Department when Hillary was there. He has a series of tweets in which he has said it wasn't Russia. I'm saying this definitively. He says it was not Russia.
And saying there's still a plan to take the president out.
Yes, and Assange is essentially saying he's got all the information for another deep state drop. And it's all triggered.
And of course, I'm going to give people a big secret now. All the intel is Assange is a U.S. intelligence operative who's a patriot from our patriot deep state, destroying the globalists. It didn't come from Russia. It came from the USA, just like Trump did, just like Corsi did, just like I did, and just like you did. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Great job. We'll be back.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solov and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solov was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
From the front lines of the victory. From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. Well, Matt Drudge empowered, emboldened, and basically helped create Breitbart. And Drudge in tweets and posts is saying that basically Mr. Bannon is going to be gone very soon. That's exactly what I called for this morning. I withheld my judgment yesterday until I could see all the facts and see Bannon's statement. I love the president, what? To his audience to keep them under his control. But not denying the horrible, sickening statements. Trump didn't want to win. He's a fake. His son will break like an egg. It's treason. They're sending money to the Russians. A Democrat globalist Soros. Very, very watery dream. And let's put that tweet by Drudge back up. I want to make sure we retweet that at Real Alex Jones, because it It says it all. And it breaks it all down. The terrific Larry Solov and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew Breitbart told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, he was 21, became one of the best editors in the world, more. And so there you go. And he's got further tweets. It looks like it will be back in the hands of the people that actually created it and Drudge that actually linked to it and made it big. And, of course, what makes the globalists upset is Dow above 25,000, 250,000 new jobs in just the last month, and more. And then Stephen Bannon finding opportunity and happiness in the arms of a new billionaire benefactor, Miles Kwok, a.k.a. Mercer is yesterday's mashed potatoes. Well, that should all work out very, very, very nicely for you guys and your little waistcoats and all the rest of it. All I care about is people telling the truth and fighting for basic free speech and sovereignty. I got some other news I want to hit and a few other clips I want to get to. Matt Dubiel of WCKG, 1530 AM and 102.3 FM. Very soon we should be up on the top of Trump Tower. The media has called for us to be censored, blocked, taken off in the Chicago Tribune. We'll get an update on that. In fact, right now, the UN, they've announced they want the UN to patrol Chicago. He's actually seen the UN armored vehicles rolling in. Matt, of course, broke the news that the cops said that it was Democrats, Hillary supporters dressed up as Trump supporters causing riots. That turned out to be accurate. He shot the video. He also tried to shoot video of the armored vehicles and the rest of it and got arrested. So, Matt Dubiel, tell us some of what's coming up today and just a snapshot, your take on what I think. And I'm not bad. I didn't blow it, but I'll agree that what a lot of our guests have said is true. Getting mad at Bannon, who's now yesterday's news, and just trying to be pertinent, trying to stay relevant, is really a diversion from the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, and others saying clearly Comey committed crimes leaking. He lied to Congress. Criminal investigations open in the judiciary, in the Justice Department. I mean, that's really the big news here. And we're busy talking about Bannon, who, again, looks like he drinks about 14 gallons of whiskey a day and hadn't wiped his fat butt in about 10 years. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just feel betrayed by this. Matt, what do you think?
This is one of those dangers when we build people up, and it's part of the wisdom of one of the, you know, the parts of the good book that say, you know, don't have false idols.
Don't put your faith in men only.
Yeah, I mean, we can't put people on a pedestal. Men are men. Men are human beings. I'm not making excuses for this guy. I'm not saying that he should have or could have or would have or anything. But especially in this new right movement, you have all these people that, you know, are like, oh, Bannon, Bannon, Bannon. I never really got it. I never really understood it. And so it's not very hard for me to not really turn my back on him, but just he was a non-entity, as many people are saying. There's a guy.
Sure, you've only been around a few years. And, you know, I've been around 20.
Who the hell is Bannon?
I've been around 20 plus. I don't say I'm the messianic savior.
Where did he come from? Why? In fact, how long has he been around?
It now appears he crawled out of Soros' rear end.
Yeah, so to me, it is a distraction, and it's one of those things that these people that fancy themselves as citizen journalists need to be leery of, because when they commit all in on something behind a guy like that, you don't have a lot of room to retreat to. If you are leery and sort of watchful of everyone to see what's going on before you go, okay, I'm with that guy, then you have some firm ground to stand on when things do go badly, like this Bannon thing has gone for him.
Yeah, I don't want to move on from him, but it's just it just never ends. You know, now he's got this Chinese double agent as his funder who's committed all these crimes and has extradition orders against him. I don't even think that's legal, but I want to move on from him. Look at the stock market. Look at the economy. Look at all the things that are happening. But they're up there pushing 25th Amendment, remove Trump.
It's interesting when you hear the people say those things. These are people like Eminem that didn't even know what an amendment was a few months ago. All of a sudden, they're now parroting that we should invoke the 25th Amendment. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Where did you hear about that from, Marshall? Did you read about that in Mother Jones? Did you hear about that from somebody that maybe brought you in and said, all right, Marshall, here's your talking points. I want you to throw out this. I want you to throw that out there. I want you to throw this out there. That's essentially what these clowns are doing, is they're parroting talking points from other morons. I'm wondering when we're going to get to the point where the mainstream in America stops listening to the idiots and starts listening to, like, the pragmatic, thoughtful people like we used to.
I think we've reached that point. I think that's why the establishment's crapping its britches.
We're getting close. We're getting there. But, it, you know, there still is that. I mean, and it was pointed out by either Eric Trump or Donald Jr., in the insights or the recommended people that you follow on Twitter, where, you know, Twitter is still recommending to people, even though they know what you're reading and where you're going, they're still recommending to me, for instance, that I follow Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Ellen DeGeneres, and Maxine Waters. And as long as that's happening, we really have our work cut out for us, because the mindless masses just gravitate to that stuff. And they go, okay, I'm going to follow this guy. I'm going to follow Barack Obama. I'm going to follow this person.
No, exactly. And whatever your iPhone or Droid, just when you open the page, it feeds me all New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. It's like whatever they're trying to force feed, don't eat it. You know, go find what they don't want you to see, literally.
Yes, yes, yes. Look for yourself. Find the people, like, who do you trust? Who do you believe has your best interests in mind? Who do you believe is coming from a place of love?
By the way, since you say this, Matt, the media will try to say I betrayed somebody and make stuff up, but I will never betray anybody by conscious deed. Doesn't mean I won't fall down. But I'm the opposite of these people that think it's fun to betray somebody and think it's smart and cool to cheat somebody. They call me a schmuck because I'm not like that. I fundamentally treat people like I want to be treated, and I get screwed over a lot by it in life, but I also get rewarded for being that way as well. And I think the worm's turning where it's not going to be as easy for the scumbags and the parasites to have their way anymore.
It's hard to do. What you just described is hard to do, because when we do that, I'm the same way. When we do that, we end up getting hosed a lot. We end up kissing lots and lots of frogs and then scratching our heads. And then you find somebody else that says, well, you shouldn't be that way. Well, the alternative is, I can't not be who I am. I can't not give people the benefit of the doubt. I can't not love people. Loyalty is something that is important, and it's going to be valued and revered more and more.
Isn't loyalty all there is? Loyal to your family, loyal to God, loyal to yourself. These people that think loyalty is a ball and chain, loyalty is the wings that we fly to heaven with.
Yeah, it's not to say that, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship.
Oh, no, don't be loyal. They're not being loyal to you.
Can't be loyal. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
If they've shown themselves to be evil and bad influences in your life, there's a time where you got to break free
with it. I mean, be loyal to those that are loyal.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And part of loyalty means crushing bad people so they don't hurt other people. You know, if somebody screws me over, it's easy to just let them move on down the road so they don't. But, you know, I go, you know what? They're going to hurt somebody else. I'm going to have to take them out. I'm going to have to politically destroy them. And I've made those decisions lately. I'm just going to have to do that because that's the right thing to do. If they want to bang heads, they're going to bang heads with me. We'll be right back with Matt Dubia on the other side, 1530, right there in Chicago at 102.3. So many great affiliates out there, but Matt is a real patriot. Most of our affiliates, we don't list their name because a lot of stuff happened to him once we did. So a lot of our affiliates are on the DL.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around.
You know, when I say you get tomorrow's news today here on InfoWars in places like 1530 in Chicago, it's because I'm aware of their operations. When Soros about 20 years ago began promoting medical marijuana and marijuana decriminalization, I was for it, but not with Soros running it or the Democrats involved in now more than 20 states. Because what they do is, when the forms they get you to waive your rights and basically say that you are mentally deficient in at least 12 of those states. And a few months ago, people didn't believe me when I read the headlines out of the Ninth Circuit, the same court that says the American flag's banned in those states, that schools can say you can't wear it. It's a hate symbol. They said in Hawaii, if you have a medical marijuana card or you've ever gotten legal marijuana, you can't have guns. Because the Ninth Circuit says you are mentally deficient. You have declared yourself incompetent. Just like they tried to have gun bills that said that if you were getting Social Security or you were getting Medicare or Medicaid, you were couldn't own your gun. People didn't believe me. That's what they were arguing. Well, here it is. out of KDKA2, Pennsylvania. This is happening in a bunch of states right now. And I say 12, 14, 15. I don't. It's so many. The articles are every day. It's happening in every medical marijuana state. They're taking people's kids because they smoke marijuana. I just say decriminalize it. Does it have some problems? Absolutely. Does it have some good things for medical stuff? Yeah. But you shouldn't be persecuting those that go to a doctor and get the medical reason. We'll get Matt Dubiel's take on this in a moment. But in case you think I'm joking, I warned people of this 20 years ago. So get tomorrow's news 20 years ago. And by the way, we're not just saying that. I give you examples now. We got a clip again where we said a month ago Orrin Hatch is going to retire and Mitt Romney run his place. Because Stone talked to another senator that they had dinner with him. So, I mean, just you name it, that's why they hate us. That's our value to you and ourselves and everybody is. We'll report the truth. Mainstream media could have all this stuff, but they do what they're told when they're told. We don't. Big difference. And we try to tell the truth. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but we want to be the guys that tell the truth. We want to be. I'm very dog-like, as everybody knows. I'm very dutiful. I'm very loyal. But you turn on me, then I'm going to attack you. And that's the way Americans are supposed to be. But let's just get back to this. Will PA gun owners have to give up their firearms to get medical marijuana? Because they're now announcing you will have them taken if you already have it. But they didn't tell you that up front, did they? Here it is.
Pennsylvania state police officials are stirring up protest among Pennsylvania gun owners who are also potential medical marijuana patients.
It disturbs me greatly to see the Pennsylvania State Police put on their website references to federal law while ignoring the fact that it is legal under Pennsylvania law.
Patrick Nightingale is a gun owner, a criminal defense attorney, and a recent applicant for a medical marijuana card. What disturbs Nightingale is a state police statement on their website citing federal law, telling medical marijuana cardholders, quote, "It is unlawful for you to keep possession of any firearms which you owned or had in your possession prior to obtaining a medical marijuana card, and you should consult an attorney about the best way to dispose of your firearms."
All right, let's stop there. Let's just stop right there. Let me show you the Ninth Circuit ruling or any article. Just type in medical marijuana users in Hawaii must turn in guns. That's a couple months ago. I was trying to tell the Joe Rogan audience that. They didn't even believe me, okay? Honolulu Police Department, medical marijuana users have 30 days to turn in their guns, police say. Ninth Circuit, the most liberal court, because I've seen it in the news saying Trump's doing it. And I'm not defending Trump. Sessions has announced marijuana forfeiture, ignoring state laws. It's horrible. It goes back on Trump's promises. It's terrible. It's one of the few things Trump's been breaking his promises on, like Afghanistan or vaccines. Matt Dubiel, what do you make of this idiot misstep by Trump not being popular, not following his gut, and Sessions out of control? Meanwhile, the Democrats are literally 50 times worse, literally taking the kids and the guns of marijuana legal users. And the left doesn't even care. It's insane. I'll say Trump's wrong. I'll say the left's wrong. Why can't they just be honest?
What about Prozac? What about Prozac and the SSRIs and all of the other even thyroid medication that people are on? If you want to come take the guns, maybe you should take them. I'm not saying you should take them from anybody. But
these are mass murder suicide pills, as I said on Piers Morgan. They say on the Prozac spectrum drugs, it will cause you to be a homicidal killer or commit suicide and megalomania.
What people need to realize is they don't have the wherewithal to go after the Second Amendment the way that you're supposed to, which is if you want to change it, amend the Constitution. That's how you change it. They can't do that. They know they can't do that. They know that will never happen. We won't let it happen. So instead, they go in these roundabout ways and have gun-free zones, and then they make these little rules where if you opt in for this thing that you want the weed? Okay, cool. You can have the weed, but you got to give us your gun. Don't do it. Keep the state out of your life, and you're going to have an easier
time. I remember Mark Kornke of the Michigan Militia would always say, once they collapse the economy, they'll take your guns for food. I thought, yeah, that makes sense. That's happened in third world countries. Here it's, have your weed, just give us your guns. As if a marijuana smoker, they're known for getting fat, eating Hot Pockets, playing video games, and playing World of Warcraft. They're not known for committing crime or being violent.
Well, just wait until you have the universal payment where everybody's an employee of the state. The first thing they're going to make you do when that happens is you're going to have to turn in your guns and you're going to have to turn in your other
Because you're just like they said, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, you are forfeit. You're a ward of the state. You're not a person because we pay for you. Exactly.
You're ours. Get in line. You're one of the minions. And if you want that, if you want to live in a world like that, there's other places where that's happening. Why don't you just go there? I don't understand why people want to try and implode the United States of America.
Did you see the number two in the Democratic Party put out an Antifa brochure and said, we need to do this, calling for violence? I mean, like, dude, go to North Korea, jerk.
Yeah, these places already exist. You can go there. It's like finding a crappy restaurant. If you want to make the restaurant serve crappy, go to the one that's already crappy. Go to Venezuela. Go to Cuba. Go to these other failed regimes and failed countries and see for yourself.
By the way, used to be super rich, cool places.
They used to be beautiful.
Because there's this argument that brown people can't have money or build anything. Argentina, Venezuela, Cuba had bigger middle class than we had. It's all gone. It's all blown up. It's all destroyed, just like we're about to be.
Yeah, it's I would never – you people that want the medical marijuana and all that, you got to really look into it. I did this with concealed carry. You know, you can get the concealed carry cards, and I've been leery and thinking about it for years because I thought, well, this seems like they are trying to get me to do this in exchange for something later. What will that price be later? What am I paying for? How am I giving something up? It's not always going to be I'm getting something out of it. They've got something
when up their sleeve. When a known Nazi collaborator that says he's proud of being a Nazi on 60 Minutes is pushing for you to get medical marijuana, I just said make it legal. Don't trust this guy. But, of course, we find out it's a way to get our guns. Good Lord. We'll be back with Matt Dubiel. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Beautiful lyrics.
Into this house we're born.
Until this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
Like a dog without a bone.
Like a dog without a bone. And pastor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Yeah. There's a killer on the road.
On the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a holiday.
Take a holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play.
That's totally true.
If you give this man a ride, sweet lamb.
If you give the globalists a ride, we're all dead, folks. And that's what I mean, the cynicalness that we get with these liars for decades, that then when somebody shows up who's just been as just as angry as we have, not perfect, but not out to screw people over, we can't believe it's happening. You look at the mass hysteria freakouts going on by the globalists right now, and that lets you know how real this is. Just that their power is being torn away. And then I was watching Trump going, well, if he amasses it to himself but removes them, it's just a takeover. But still, I like the disruptiveness of it. And then everything he did hurt himself. You know, I talked to my accountant, one of the best in the state of Texas, CPA, sits on a bunch of corporate boards, talk to his lawyer. They've analyzed this and analyzed just one state of what's known in public records of what Trump's been charged in state income tax and other stuff, even though a lot of it's his own commercial. And they estimate it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. When Trump raised those state income taxes on himself and property taxes, and by that got rid of the federal exemption, it's going to make those local states drive down the prices. And it's going to transform more money into the federal government, where the Democrats in blue states run this property tax scam, where they then pay it into property taxes, but then have their own families in the governmental boards that give it back to them in contracts. And I know Matt Dubiel lives up in Chicago, one of the places that invented this. As somebody that's not really rich, but I've got some property as my nest egg as a backup, because that's hard to, you know, for folks to get at. My property taxes are going to, you know, I mean, not be written off now. I mean, we're talking a lot of money and things like that. So, again, yeah, they cut my federal income tax by 2 points, but my accountant explained you're paying more money in 2018, a lot more. But I mean, you could say I'm rich compared to the average person. And that's what Trump did. He said, I'm going to raise money. I'm going to raise taxes off the rich. And he's doing it. You know, Joe Salente was on yesterday, and I respect him, and he may be proven right. He said, listen, these Democrats in Illinois and in New York and in places, they don't care. Yeah, but that's how you got the most expensive real estate there, where now, you know, five bedrooms like $10 million, and some of these things are going for $100 million. Then in a red state area, just as nice a city, you can get some penthouse, exact same floor plan for $2 million. Why is it $100 million in New York? It's because it's a money laundering operation. And I'm all for tax exemptions and tax cuts, but I haven't even pre-screened this with Dubiel. I don't know his take as a business owner and a family guy and a real estate owner. What do you make of Trump? Because I looked at his tax plan. It is a tax cut for poor people, middle class, and makes corporations come back to the U.S. But overall, it's a classical kind of liberal tax increase on rich people is what I see.
My whole life, I've been advocating for somebody to run the country like a business, and I've been hearing others say, experts say, you can't do it. It can't be done. I remember when Ross Perot was the candidate in the 90s, and I thought, well, this guy, yeah, we need a guy like that. We need a guy like that. Everybody can't win. Everybody. Now, just because some people win doesn't mean other people have to lose. But this BS idea that everybody has to win all the time, as case in point, Trump's going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. I'm going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. You're going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. But this busted up machine that we have right now is broken.
But the economy is exploding. You know we're going to have more money in a year.
Absolutely. We got to unclog the wedges. We got to grease the wheels here and open it back up. In Chicago, for example, if I sold everything and moved and bought a home in Texas, we could be living like kings because exactly. of property tax and things. And then what do they take the property tax for here in Chicago for the schools? Every single year, the Chicago schools are striking. Why? Because they say they want teachers' money. And then I'm reading in the Tribune, which doesn't always have everything accurate, but there's a story in the Tribune about the Chicago public school employees stealing gift cards and money meant for students in order to pay for lobster dinners and garbage for themselves. This is the madness that has to stop. And to me, this tax reform is a first step in that direction. Will it be perfect? No. Is it going to be everything everybody wants? No. But we got to go in the right direction because where we were is completely busted up and broken.
Well, exactly. And you know the insiders are pissed because it's cut them off their gravy train where, you know, I may pay some property taxes in a house that's moderate size. They're writing off almost everything into these things as a scam. And again, you look at places where they're raising the rents, they're raising the taxes. I mean, just like take Chicago. I mean, the average person cannot pay for this. We should lower property taxes. We should lower property values on the upper end. Where is most of the stratospheric property value increase? Is in elite homes. It's not for the general public. We need to lower the cost of housing across the board. I think Trump's right.
I agree. And you were talking about this a couple of days ago, sometime this week, you were talking about what happens when you bring the property taxes down that actually will increase the value of the property because people will be willing to pay more for that house because the taxes aren't as high as they
exactly.
used to be. If you want to look and see what sort of dysfunction this brings, somebody needs to Google Tony Resco and Barack Obama and Google their property and their tax and their real estate scam and or alleged real estate scam, I should say, because I'm sure that Teflon Barry got away with it completely.
Oh, it's totally famous. The Democrats are the biggest tax avoiders ever. All they lecture. And again, it's a complex equation, but here's the bottom line. You raise massive taxes. You have free this, free that. It drives price up. And it creates monopolies and it stagnates economies. Low taxes, heavy innovation creates amazing choice.
Not to mention that what they do is they implement these HUD programs. And the first people that find out about these programs where they can get property cheap or for free or with government approval, their buddies go in and buy them. And then they dice it up amongst each other. It's like an episode of The Sopranos. And it isn't just happening in Chicago.
It's
happening all over the country.
Oh, it's right here in Austin, Texas. And if they don't like you as a developer or homeowner, they send regulators after you.
Yeah, and if they need to muscle you, they'll send people that say that they're from one group to pick it because you're not giving enough jobs to this person or that group or that minority group, and then they shut you down, and it's all an elaborate game they all play to put on a show for the rest of us who sit there and just eat it up.
Well, we're going to go to break. Next segment, you're taking over in your own segment here. I appreciate co-hosting with you. Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on 1530 AM or any of our affiliates across the country, just put it on your computer, you know, your calendar to send them $10, $100, $50, whatever you got, because they're putting the truth out. They're paying the price for telling the truth. Spread the word. Paint a big poster on your barn or on your car. This is what rebellion's about. All of us doing a little bit. And whatever you do, buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, because I'm expanding. I'm moving forward. InfoWars is a laboratory of information, research, and resistance. With our reporters, our investigative journalists, our filmmakers, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got to end it in the next few days. Free shipping store-wide has been going for like 3 weeks. 50% off on all of our products, except for those that are even more, like colloidal silver. That's selling out. 67% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. X2. Secret 12, Super Male, all 50% off. It's got to end because this is the year-end sale. We're already into the new year, getting rid of inventory for tax issues. We've got to stop it because it's all selling out. I've got to order more, and it may be months till your best, you know, favorite product is back in stock. Super Blue Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine, that's selling out. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please commit to supporting the InfoWar.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year, and 2018 guaranteed is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage. Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster. That's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm.
Been in trouble with the law.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Got the great one bringing us in. Waylon Jennings. I'm good friends with his son. The mountain might get him, but the law never will. Back to Matt Dibiel. I wanted to make this point. I noticed on the local radio station, they're selling a T-shirt, WCKG 1502.3. And I just thought about these radio stations. Instead of running away from the fact that they're hardcore and telling the truth, why not just Rebellion Lives at 102.3 in Chicago, or Victory Lives at 102.3, or The Secret, or learn why they don't want you to tune in. I mean, again, it's such a celebration of resistance when you have a bumper sticker, or you wear a T-shirt, or you support a station, or you stand up at the office at lunch in the break room and go, hey, you know, they're trying to take the country down the line, everybody, and they're all piled on to us. How about we do something? It's about supporting those new stations and the old stations, some stations we've had for 20 years, like WBCR right outside Knoxville, Tennessee. And they were such patriots when we got a big affiliate in the town. They didn't even get mad about it. They just want to get the truth out. So, again, I cannot express to you, the audience, you're the reason we've done this together. And when you support local stations, it changes the world. And you should start your own blogs or your own shows. It's all Matt Dibiel. I mean, Matt, I know this is only got 8-9 minutes left, but just how did you get woken up to all this, and where do you see these things going? And I'm gonna punch out and listen to you talk before the war room kicks off here in about 10 minutes.
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I came up in the radio business. I wanted to be in radio, so I kind of found out about these sorts of this movement much later, much you know, after kind of experiencing some things. And I think a big seminal moment for me was going through the Transportation Security Administration and having my 3-year-old son, who had broken his leg, we were on our way to Disney, and watching, after having been in the media and thinking I knew what it was to be an American and what it was to be in the media.
Oh yeah, that became a national story. They tell him, like, get up, and he's like, well, his leg's broken, I forgot. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, and after that happened, I was the 24-hour news cycle. I mean, not me personally, but that story. I mean, it was on the cover of Drudge, it was on the cover of Time, it was everywhere. I was in, you know, you name it, in a restaurant, and they had it up on the news, in the local news. People were emailing me, and I watched the ridiculous spin from CNN. I watched them take my interview and completely twist it and contort it to promote how the rules have changed and the TSA used to do this, but they're not going to do this anymore. Meanwhile, here we are, you know, 8 years later,
still doing it.
And they're still doing it. They're worse than ever. They target elderly. They target people with canes and things. They target young people all the time, and they haven't shut any terrorism down. They haven't stopped anything from happening. So when that stuff started happening, I kind of started going like, whoa, holy smokes, and started being a little bit less bashful about this. And when it comes to you out there listening, I got to tell you, I have this InfoWars shirt that I got when I was out there to see Alex years ago. And I call it the G.I. Joe shirt. It's in the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. But it has this G.I. Joe look to it, right? And I wear it. I like it. It's a black T-shirt, fits my thing, whatever. I'm at, you name it. I'm at Whole Foods getting a salad in the suburbs, and I get the Fight Club look from the guy across the counter. You know, he gives me the look like he knows what the shirt is about. And you people out there that think that you're the minority because you're watching the Bravo Network or A&E or CNN or NBC or CBS or ABC or all of the media that we that you all need to know now are owned by three companies or less. But you think because you see the same messaging in all those places that the majority of the world thinks like these idiots are telling you they think. They're telling you how to think. But when you go out into the world and you have the InfoWars shirt on, you have the WCKG shirt on, or you have a Don't Tread on Me shirt on, or you have a bumper sticker on your vehicle. I saw four InfoWars bumper stickers in Chicago last week. What I do is I take pictures of them and I send them to our team at the radio station because I want them to know. I want them to know it's not just you. No, you're not some wacko. They want you to think that you're a wacko. They want
we're
to make it out like
approaching critical mass. And, of course, the shirt you're talking about is red, white, and blue, G.I. Joe style. And it says, because knowing is half the battle, which is true.
It's great. And it's sharp. And it's in. But people know. And people that don't know what that is, they just ignore it because they're in a stupor mumbling through their life as it is anyway.
Well, I'm
really
married again now. But let me just say, wearing an InfoWars shirt, you want to, it's a very successful thing to do. You might get coffee thrown on you. You might get attacked, too. But it's quite an adventure to wear one out, especially in blue state areas.
It is, and I think I told you this, and if I didn't, you'll hear it now. I was in Jamaica about a year ago. We were doing a broadcast at a resort in Jamaica. And, you know, it's one of these deals where they fly you there and they want the radio station.
Sure, it's an advertisement. You go and you promote the resort and whatever the main drink is, right? Usually.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to talk about how great it is, and they rubbed your wife's feet and how awesome everything is. And the idea is that they're going to sell more trips to that resort. So I'm there, and I had that shirt that you just showed. I had that InfoWars shirt. I'm walking past the pool, and one of the local girls from Jamaica, I mean, I'm talking about a Jamaican girl from Jamaica. She comes and she says, "Do you know Alex Jones?" And I was like, "What?" And I forgot I was wearing the shirt. And I said, "Get out of here." I said, "You know InfoWars?" And she says, "Oh, yeah, lots of people in the..." And I'm doing a terrible Jamaican accent, so I'm just going to stop. She says, "A lot of people down here are watching Alex Jones because..." And this was before the election. So this was well before November of the election. And
we're pro-Trump. We're bashing Obama. And then I've been to Jamaica, too. There's huge listeners. They get manipulation, foreign group control, because the British Empire, they're very politically informed.
Big time. They're watching, and they can't get anything else. Like, so they've already awoken to the fact that whatever's coming through the TV is, it's largely stuff to keep them complacent with their life in the service industry. So they're not going to see too much, but they're going out there and they're finding it. They're watching InfoWars. And then 5 seconds after I saw her, one of her coworkers came up, a guy, and he said the same thing. And all they wanted to talk about was InfoWars, Alex Jones, Trump, the whole thing. And so my message to you out there is, you in Omaha, you in Chicago, you in the suburbs, is you're not, and believe me, either you got to find this information on your own, and you have to not be lazy and complacent and let it be spoon-fed to you by anyone. You got to go out and do all the work yourself. Or you have to go to a place where you believe that the people are giving you information based on good intentions, best intentions, love, and they want to inform you. And this is a place like that. I'm going to give you a quick example of a place that's not like that, and that is Snopes. I'm looking at Snopes right now. Snopes is debunked. They have a big red thing that says false about the idea of UN peacekeepers. The question is, will UN peacekeepers be deployed on the streets of Chicago? They write false. They put a big false stamp on it.
By the way, it's been officially called for. It's in the Chicago Tribune. But again, just like they said, we were liars. The New York Times didn't give questions to Hillary. Now it's all been confirmed.
The Cook County Commissioner is on the news saying, "I'm going to New York. I want the UN to come here. I'm going to New York. We failed in Chicago. I'm going to ask the UN to come here. We want them to come here." That is not disputable. But if you do what most people do, what your friends or your aunt or your uncle or your in-laws or whoever it is, and you go, "Well, let me go fact check this on Snopes." Snopes is a disinformation organization.
Yeah, who fact checks? Notice Google has this thing now where they have Snopes as a fact checker. But who fact checks Snopes?
Maybe the cats? The guy's cats, maybe he has trained his cats to flush the toilet, and then they check to make sure
they got in tax trouble for using the tax-free money for hookers. And I'm a libertarian. I'm not bashing them for that. The point is, is that it's a joke. It's a dude and his wife. I mean, and now they're divorced. It's like they just, who made them God? Well, George Soros. They're funded by Soros.
If people knew what a joke this Snopes was, they would never look at it. And it's funny because they'll do it. They'll try and pull this. Oh, well, where did you read that story? InfoWars. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I've been to InfoWars, man. There are dozens of people there. It's the most professional media organization I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to, you name it. I've been to iHeart in L.A. I've been to, you know, you name it. I've been to the BBC. They have got nothing on InfoWars, the people. And, yeah, are they going to, you know, make a mistake every now and then? Do they have to fix it? Yeah, of course. We had a typo on a headline at my radio station today. That sort of stuff happens. But Snopes is a joke. Write it down. Keep that in mind. Snopes is a joke.
You're right. Matt, you need to support InfoWars. You never plug Twitter or Facebook. Even though they're bad operations, we still got to get some followers. How do folks follow you? How do they contact you?
You can follow me on Twitter, at MattOnAir. I've, you know, I'm approaching 3,100 people there. You could go there. You could go to mattonair.com too, and links to everything. And I pretty much respond to everybody's email.
All right, great job. The War Room is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. What a triggering website! It's a photo of him with his wife and children. We apologize for that. That's obscene now in the modern media. I apologize. That was very obscene. We'll be right back.